United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so Tracy and friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good day today. I want you to know Mark Manzi's in the studio with me. I walk in the studio. He's sitting here, and he's like, have you heard the news today? And I'm like, no, I haven't heard the news today. So
Tracy, you got to pay attention in the morning.
I can't pay attention in the morning. There's too much going on in the morning. And it's too much. Too much. There's too many papers, too much internet, too many things to do in the morning. And every now and then I miss my morning news shows, and they don't always get into what I want to get into anyhow. And so I missed it. And today has been a busy morning, and today's my Thursday. And so on Thursday, you know, I teach a Bible study, so I was preparing for Bible study today. And you come in with crazy news.
Yeah, if you're a Verizon customer, and I'm reading right now on a couple of different blog sites that probably it's more than Verizon. This was leaked to a British newspaper, but if you're a Verizon customer, you're being monitored by the government for every phone call, every text that you send. And apparently they went and got some judge to issue a secret order under the Patriot Act last April to order Verizon to turn over all data relating to all Americans that are using Verizon. And it goes from April, I think it goes into July. And, I mean, it just reaches the point where people are numb. I'm numb. What is going on?
But the question, I mean, I can understand. Okay, let's slow it down. Because we got guests coming in at 12:30.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to talk about, I think it's called the McKinley Players? No, Victorian Players.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You know, I'm their lawyer. He may not know that.
He knows that.
He knows that. Okay.
That's what I was trying to say when I was trying to type and talk at the same time. That's what I was telling you. That's what I was saying. And he said, you know, I think that Mark, he said, Mark's our legal counsel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, what a small world.
They're a great, great outfit, and I'm not just saying that because I'm associated with them. These folks do good work, lots of exciting things happening down there. Live theater in the Mahoning Valley, you're not going to find it any better anywhere else in the country than you're going to find it right here.
And I'm
going
to be giving away tickets.
All right.
But he's coming in at 12:30.
Maybe you can give me a ticket.
No.
No.
You're too close to home.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I get to meet you. You deal with organizations. You deal with different people in the organizations. You don't deal with everybody.
I know, and I'm trying to tell you earlier, and you're like, who? I'm like, you know.
Well, so my phone's being tapped. I don't know who's listening. When I call you, Tracy, they know that I've called you. Now, you know, these folks are, I've talked to people this morning who laughed about it. And I think Drudge had a picture of Obama cupping his ear, and underneath the caption was, "Can you hear me now?" And you know, it was funny, and it was witty, and it was clever. And in light of what else has been going on in this country over the last 4 months, I think people now, wake up, America. Progressives do this. They are authoritarian. They are controlling because they know what's best for you. And if you think they're monitoring you for the beauty of the day, they're monitoring you because they want to know what you're doing. And they're not looking at terrorists, folks. They're looking at you because they perceive the threat from coming in America, not from without of America. In the meantime, they're building up the Boston Marathon. But, no. This is bad. These people are thugs. These people are fascists. These people are communists. They are liars. I sat and I watched Dianne Feinstein defend Eric Holder today as being an honorable and good man. Here's a man.
What are you going to say?
What are they? It's their country, too. Does Feinstein use Verizon? That's, you know, what phone company is she using? This guy pardoned the biggest tax cheat in American history and gave Bill Clinton the recommendation to pardon this guy. Yes, ma'am.
They use secure phone lines. Mark.
You think they're secure.
Listen, they use secure phone lines.
Yeah.
They write laws in that you don't have.
They use phony email accounts. That was the thing yesterday, all the phony email accounts. So they can't get them through the Freedom of Information Act.
That's what I'm saying.
What are they saying to each other? Who are they watching? And if you listen to these idiots get up there and say, we would do anything harmful to Americans or our country, I got three words for you. Internal Revenue Service. Let's start there.
Listen, NSA collecting phone records of millions of Verizon customers daily.
Of which I'm one. And I haven't done anything wrong.
Secret court order requiring Verizon to hand over all call data shows scale of domestic surveillance under Obama. Can you please tell me why he wants to hear me talk to my mama?
They're not listening to it. What they're doing is they're taking your name and your phone number and seeing who you talk to and how long you talk to them. They're called metadata, I think it's called. They want to know who's calling whom.
Why do you want
to
know
how long they talked?
Why?
I don't know. Please tell me how a phone call made between me and you here in Ohio has anything to do with a bunch of terrorists going to blow up the Boston Marathon.
I talk to you all the time.
Yeah, we do.
I talk so, and then I call the other Mark, and then I call the other Mark, and then I call my mom, and then I call Jeff,
yeah.
And then I call Six. Do we have a little thing going on?
Sticks, we got to be careful of them.
And I think Sticks is on Verizon, too.
Yeah, I know he's on Verizon.
I think Jeff is on Verizon, too. I'm on Verizon, too.
I'm on Verizon. I am just floored what I'm seeing. This is scary stuff, folks. We are in trouble. What are they doing? What does it take to wake America up? They're turning it into a police state, folks. This is what's coming down. If you don't watch what they're doing, they're going to be watching you through your television set in the next 2 years.
Mark.
Yes, ma'am.
This is not good.
Well, I talk to my friends, and I know they're not listening to this particular program because they are uber liberals. These are my Facebook friends. And, they sit and justify what's going on, and I read this horrible stuff that they post about people like myself and you and the nature of who we are, and I'm thinking, we haven't done these things. Who's doing these things? Why? Well, who are they looking for? But you look at Homeland Security. Homeland Security views the biggest threat to America coming from the right. They're looking for right-wing groups because that's where they think the problem is. And this is their belief. This is their philosophy. This is what they believe. And they're not looking over at any Muslim that's going to come blow somebody up over here. They don't want that. They're interested in looking at Tea Party groups.
You realize this is not a good thing?
Well, I think somebody in the and God bless the ACLU today. I never thought I would say that. They came out with a strong, the politics make strange bedfellows, and there's nothing stranger than me and the ACLU. But they came out today, and they want to know what's going on.
It's getting tough and I have to say this. It's really getting tough when me and the ACLU start standing on the same side of the fence.
That's how bad it is.
This is dangerous.
Dangerous stuff.
This is dangerous.
People, listen, the people are out there listening to their music and they're dancing around, man. Wake up, America. Life isn't in your computer. Life isn't in your television. Life is watching what you're doing, and the government's watching, and they better read 1984. If they haven't read George Orwell's 1984, they better read it because it's here.
No.
They got cameras watching you, this watching you, that watching you. Let's go buy a piece of land in North Dakota.
We have cameras out there?
I don't think so. It's not a big enough state.
Well, actually, all we got to do is go down.
They got snow. Lots of snow.
Actually, I think we can go down to Six's house.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Six, I don't think there's a camera.
You have an extra room or two? We could...
Oh, yeah. If not, we got enough land that we can pitch a tent.
There we go. Tent?
Yeah.
Is that running water?
Well.
In the tent?
We can figure that out.
I got to go find the buck house?
You got to realize, Sticks is a prepper. He is prepared. He's got a bunker.
Yeah.
His RV is better than most hotel rooms.
Whoa.
He got a trailer.
Yeah.
That's as big as my house almost. And he puts his car in the back of it.
Now, if I could just move him to Uncle Tanoose's house, everything's good to go. Never talk about Uncle Tanoose.
No, who is Uncle Tanoose?
I have a friend whose uncle came over from Serbia at the end of World War II. He was 14 years old when he crossed from Serbia through East Germany to West Germany. He was dodging communists. He was dodging Nazis. And he got his way to freedom when he was 14 years old and came over to this country and made something of himself. I can't tell you who it is. Those of you who know me know who it is. But I call him Uncle Tanous. Uncle Tanous had a house out in the country, and my friend invited me one year over to celebrate Serbian Christmas. And they, if you don't know how to celebrate Serbian Christmas, you get your gun and go shoot it out in the air midnight on Christmas Eve. And we were at the Christmas party, and my buddy says, I want to show you something. And he brought me into Uncle Tanous's house. And in the center of the house was a semi-reinforced room. And there were guns from top to bottom. And I went in there and I thought, oh, my God, what is this? I said, Uncle Tanous, what is this? What are you worried about? He says, I'll be ready when they come. And I said, who's they? I'll be ready when they come. Now I know who they is.
The government?
The government.
Let me say this. You know, people are, you know, they try to say the Tea Party are wackos and they, you know, don't like them and they're, conservatives are violent people and they're afraid of the government. And I have people that call in here and they tell me, well, the government is our friend. And I'm trying to let people realize, you realize it was the laws of the government that enslaved African Americans.
Sure.
So you don't want to, you know, we don't want to talk about the enslavement and that period of time because it makes people uncomfortable. But you got to realize it was the laws that secured that people could be inside of that kind of bondage.
Yeah.
You realize that. And they endorsed it and made it to where it was enforceable by the law.
Right.
It was the government that did that.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right.
And so when you say, well, I wasn't really for it, but you might not have been for Jim Crow, but it was the laws that were around that even made the separation of Jim Crows. Now, we're only talking about 50 years ago.
And it was the federal laws. I mean,
yes.
they want to look at Jim Crow laws down in the South and those sorts of things. And granted, they were more prevalent in the South than the North. There was a different kind of segregation and discrimination in the North than there was in the South. But all of it was sanctioned by the federal government. It really wasn't until Kennedy got elected in the early 60s and into Johnson in the late 60s that the federal government began to move away from that. And it was a difficult thing to do because that had been the law of the land in 50 states.
And actually, they tried to do it before, and Kennedy and Johnson was against it.
Yeah. Johnson was against it, sure, initially. Yeah.
He was
against it before he was for it, or was he for it before he was against
it? He was against it until he found the benefit of it.
Okay.
And so we need to really...
He must have had a conversation with Lucy Baines.
JFK was not a real friend of all black people. He might have liked some, but he didn't like all.
No.
And you got to understand, there's a lot of people out there that have a leniency towards who they know, but not to who they represent.
Yeah.
And that's just true.
It was reflective of society generally back then. I mean, it was a tough time. It was a tough
time.
That's
only been 50 years ago, and so you cannot trust the government, whether you be black or white now. Because this is, when you really think about them actually scooping in and snooping on your phone calls or who you call and how long you talk, and then going after reporters who actually find out information that they want to tell you and you think it's okay.
He filed a phony affidavit with the court to go after Jim Rosen.
Wow.
He filed, and you know, when they get over there, I get so angry. I get so angry because they focus on whether he lied to Congress. They should be focusing on if he didn't lie to Congress, he lied to the judge, and he should be disbarred for that.
Hey, I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership.
We're back with Tracy and Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. Salem police have charged a 34-year-old Boardman man with killing his ex-girlfriend. Mason Feisel is jailed in Columbiana County without bail. Police have not released details on the death of 32-year-old Samantha Chastain. Chastain's father found her body in the bathroom of her home yesterday morning. Liberty High School football coach Brian Jones has resigned. Jones led the Leopards to one of the biggest single-season turnarounds in history, leading them to a 9-3 record last season. The team had an 18-game losing streak going into the season. Jones gave no reason for his resignation. A group seeking to overturn Ohio's ban on same-sex marriage says it's aiming to put the issue before voters in 2014. Freedom Ohio wants to overturn the state constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, which was supported by 62% of Ohio voters in 2004. Opponents of the ban are collecting signatures. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is healthcare. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The average American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Call 855-642-4453. It's the most important call you'll make. The average American makes 12...
This is the sound of your feet. Ow. All day. Ow. Every day. Ow. When your feet talk, it's best to listen. Ow. The solution? Cobbler's Corner. Your foot comfort center. All walking and running shoes are on sale now through June 8th. Summer is in the air. And just like flowers, walkers and runners are appearing everywhere. So don't miss the savings now through June 8th. With a pair of New Balance Brooks or OrthoHeel walking shoes, every step you take will feel as good as the first. At Cobbler's Corner, there's not a pair of feet we can't fit. After 37 years of serving the community, we're still doing business the same way, one pair of feet at a time. Cobbler's Corner, your foot comfort center. So visit Cobbler's Corner in Columbiana, on the corner of State Routes 14 and 46, and turn the ow of your feet into ah.
There, I fixed it.
What is that?
It's our new entertainment center.
It's 2x4s and cinder blocks.
I'm going to post a picture. Go stand by it.
These DVDs are really wedged in here.
No, don't touch it.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture Showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. The number is 347-945-5229. I want to hear from you today. Mark Manchin is in the studio with me. You know today is the first Thursday of the month.
And I'm eating my Reese's.
And he's eating the Reese's Pieces. I'm eating, I didn't even offer him any of my cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
That's kind of bad.
That's healthy.
Yeah.
I don't do healthy.
Cantaloupe is healthy. I offered you a couple of my pretzels.
Yeah. Any red meat?
No, but I would like to have a good steak right now.
We're going to a place in Pittsburgh for a steak on Saturday night. I think we're on the Food Channel. And I was looking at it. Boy, that looks good. We're going to go down there. We're going to get some red meat. My wife, she's a fish. She eats a lot of fish. She likes salmon.
Okay.
But the steak comes for two. So I had to break it to her. I said, you know, we're getting this. It's for two. You're the two, number two.
Are you sure? Because you haven't seen the size of the steak. And it might be a steak that's for two, that's actually for one.
No, it's a big steak.
It's a big steak.
It's a big steak. You know, I can't eat as much as I used to when I was younger.
I don't think any of us can.
I married my wife because she's the only girl I ever dated that would finish her half of the pizza and fight me for the last piece on top of it.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. You come out with these little dainty things, man. I'll just have one. I'll just have a half a piece. Now, my wife and I would sit down, man, she'd chow down on her half of the pizza, and there was a slice left, and she would want it. And she's kept her figure over the years, too.
Yes, she has.
Yeah.
Now, does she have to work out, or is she one of those?
Well, she's on her feet, though. I mean, she teaches home economics, so she's, you know, teaching cooking.
Yeah.
She's hauling, you know, her job is her exercise.
If I taught home economics, my job would be my exercise. I would be finding exercise to figure out other ways to find new things to eat.
Yeah. She's not teaching home economics after tomorrow. We can't say that anymore.
And she'll be done.
She's done.
No.
I'm so, you know, then I don't know what we're going to do. I'll be ready for her to go back to school in September, but she's not going to be back. I'm going to be sitting there drinking my coffee, you know, for my mark time in the morning, but I don't have any more mark time in the morning.
No, no more mark time.
I'm going to have to get my buddy Jack and go to Mocha House.
I go down to Panera every morning, every now and then in the mornings, and I find a whole bunch of guys who've been kicked out the house.
Yeah, that's right. That's why all these coffee shops have all these guys. They got to go there because their wives are home.
I've noticed that.
My buddy Jack wants to meet you, by the way. He's real excited to meet you. We should bring him on. You should bring him on as a guest sometime.
You can come on and hang out. You can bring him with him one Thursday. Just let me know ahead of time so I don't put anybody crazy.
Yeah, he's a retired sheriff, and he's got all sorts of interesting stories.
Oh, I'd love to hear them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're open. You know, I'm good. I'd love to have him. Come on. The more the merrier. You know, we used to tell you when we were downtown and we were in the front window.
Yeah.
I'd pull people off the street.
How come we're not in the front window now? I'd love to be in the front window.
Oh, it was great. It's like puppies in the window.
Yeah.
People go down the street. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, you got to have, you know, get us in the window, and then there could be Jeff and me and Sticks and you.
Yeah.
We could have some man talk.
Oh. You know, I have had a show where I've invited all men.
It was wonderful. I participated in that show. It was great.
It was a good show.
We had to hose down the testosterone afterwards.
But, I mean, I think it is good for men to come together and talk openly, because women, we assume what we think men are, and we really don't know, and it's not true. Some things are just not true. We assume too much.
Well, and people are led to believe in today's politically correct world, men aren't allowed to be men. But, you know, this is, you know, things are going to change. Times are a change. And I'm all for everybody being who they are and what they are. And I'm hoping that America wakes up and looks at the scandal-ridden Obama administration that is waging war on American citizens.
Listen. It says the Obama administration defends massive phone collection. Reuters? The Obama administration on Thursday defended its collection of a massive amount of phone records from at least one carrier as a part of the United States counterterrorism effort, reigniting a debate over privacy. Can you please tell me what in the world could you possibly come up with where you actually take everybody's phone records?
because they're looking for things that they don't want you to know they're looking for. These folks believe that there is a threat to the left coming from the right, and they're worried about, quote, domestic right-wing terrorism, unquote. That's what they're concerned about. Look what they're doing to the Tea Party. They're doing everything to suppress conservative political thought in this country.
Now listen to this. They defend this, and I'm going to let him slide for a minute, but now listen to this. No one says anything about file. I would have called people on the phone and said, listen, they're spying on you. I never thought we would come to the day that Americans would allow the government to spy on them.
Now, here's the other half of the scandal, because here's where the problem is, Tracy. The other half of the scandal is this story was broken by The Guardian, which is a British newspaper. There has not been one major scandal story against the Obama administration that has been broken by an American news source. These people are in bed with this guy, and they're not going to climb out of the bed. He can beat them with a stick, and it won't faze them. To them, it's unimportant. I don't know what they're looking at, but I blame what's going on in Washington, not on Obama. And I'll tell you, Obama's doing, anybody that took the time to know this fella and to read up on him is not surprised by this. He's the president of the United States. He's doing what people like him normally do when they become president of the United States. It's the job of the press to keep them in check, and they're not. He has got them under his spell, even though he's spying on them too. What is wrong with these people? When's the press going to stand up and say, enough, they got to grow a pair and move forward, and they're not doing it? It's the same old, we don't know, it's not this. They meant mealy, miley, and I'm going to start with the Vindicator.
What? How did the Vindicator get it? They don't know what's going on. What are you talking about?
They wrote an editorial in defense of the IRS thing.
You can't defend the IRS.
You can't defend that.
How do you defend the IRS thing?
These people on the left.
How do you defend? I mean, seriously, how do you defend when you actually?
Because after all, it's really political activity. Bull.
Okay, so is Acorn.
Mm-hmm.
So is MoveOn.org.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to get into electioneering, because that's what it's called.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to do it on one side, how can you let one side do it and the other side not? And how can you justify it when you can suppress one and not the other? Because, Mark, you weren't here when I asked this question, and maybe you can give me an answer.
Okay.
If the tails were turned, mm-hmm. and it was African-American groups that were trying to become nonprofits.
Yes.
What do you think the conversation would be today?
They'd be screaming for impeachment.
Okay.
Bloody murder.
Just so.
Because you're not one of the sacred cows. There's sacred cows in this society. Left-wing women's groups is a sacred cow. I don't know how does one get to be one? I'd like to be a sacred cow. I'd like to be one of the anointed few, one of the holy ones that people bow down to. I don't understand this. I've never been. I've always been the one getting kicked in the rear. I've never been at the receiving end of this stuff. I don't understand what the attraction is. Please tell me, how do they get to be that way? Because these folks, there's political thought is political thought. There's no sanctioned political thought. And this is exactly what started with a little bit of political correctness. It's moved into food. It's moved into the home. It's moved into the schools. It's moved into the very seat of our government.
So you didn't hear my rant yesterday when I heard the lady on TV saying that we shouldn't tell our children no.
No, I didn't know.
Toddler.
My goodness.
Toddler.
Tracy.
Two and 3 years old. You shouldn't tell them no because they may grow up to hold grudges against you. Go ahead, South Carolina.
That whole provision about in the 501c3 and the 501c4.
Yeah.
That was put there specifically for the NAACP.
He's right. He's exactly right.
And the former leader of the NAACP is saying that we can't do it, or you can't make that comparison between the NAACP, a quote-unquote non-political organization.
Yeah, that's what he said. Wasn't that Julian Bond? Wasn't that Julian Bond who said it was like the Taliban?
Yeah. They don't come anymore political in the NAACP, and he's exactly right. That's what this was set up for.
What are you talking about, the NAACP? The NAACP is a National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and they are a non-political issue, and they would never do anything.
Really?
To electioneer and or to get people to vote only one way.
No.
I got some beachfront property in Arizona. I'll set it real cheap.
What's going on, South Carolina? Are you a Verizon carrier?
Am I what now?
Is your phone through Verizon? They're trying to put Verizon out of business.
I'm so glad. I will never listen. Just like I said, I will never own another GM vehicle. Won't own them. I'll buy something for them before I buy from GM. I'm never going to own a Verizon phone. No,
why not?
Why? Because.
What did Verizon do to you?
Nothing.
Verizon?
Yeah.
Hey, listen. It's kind of like if you do it one time, you got to do it again. And when you stop, there are specific consequences. Verizon is in their pocket now. There's no place they can go. That's it. They're tainted. But here's the crazy thing about it, Tracy.
Yeah.
I just got a letter today from my corporate office saying that we are going to be investigating going to a new healthcare program because of the anticipated increase notice that we have received from our provider. Okay? We are going to a very high deductible policy now, and we're going to have to get HSAs to cover it.
You got to explain HSA. What is an HSA?
Health savings account. But guess what's going to happen? You're going to lose your tax deduction for that. For the fix.
You lose. You don't get the tax deduction. I don't believe under Obamacare for HSA. They wanted to eliminate them.
Yeah.
They want to eliminate them because it gives you some leeway over how you spend your money. They don't like that. They don't want you spending your money. They're going to tell you how to spend your money.
You can't tell me how to spend my money. Hold on. 953, your mic is on. Local.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Miss Tracy?
I'm doing well.
I'm in Austintown now. You know, I told you that. You're welcome anytime.
Well, thank you so much. They won't let me slow down enough to get out anywhere past Mahoning Avenue.
I understand. I got guess who is the representative. I'm very unhappy about that. This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
I love this program. It's the first I've listened to it. Your caller in South Carolina is correct. I won't buy GM either. I'm very against this government union crap that's going on where you get fired but you still have your pay. It's still coming out of our tax dollars. We are literally being inundated with poverty, and we can't continue to sustain it. It's impossible. I don't know if you've been watching the Senate and the congressional hearings. They are... Do you understand what I mean when I say something is sublime?
Yes.
It's up there in a gaseous air because it makes no sense at all. Well, that is what most of these witnesses are that are coming from government and answering our congresspeople. I got to give a shout-out for Elijah Cummings. He was a surprise to me, and he really lambasted them, and kudos to him. He's sort of a self-thinking person. We're in a mess. And impeachment, to me, is the only result. I worked for the Nixon White House. I was there when they broke into Watergate. I know what happened. I know what Nixon did. And, yes, those tapes were his downfall. I understood that. But no one got killed. And no one got literally bamboozled. And now this with this Verizon thing, do you really think it's Verizon?
It's not Verizon. It's they were subject to a court order. On the other hand, I think, we got to get the backstory on this. I don't know how the system works, but it would appear to me that if I were Verizon and I'd go to a generalized order like that for all records, I'd cast a jaundiced eye. I wouldn't do it, and I'd go into a court to ask for another opinion.
Oh, I would refuse. That's against our United States Constitution. I know Obama doesn't know it. I know he never read it, and I know he doesn't understand what it says. But it is part of our Constitution. That's a violation of privacy. And they cannot do that, but they are, like a lot of other things they cannot do, they're doing. If we don't stand up against them, we're in trouble.
You need the media to lead the charge, and the media won't take the offensive on this.
The media are panderers.
What is it that they see? I've been watching this for 5 years now, and I've been trying to be, when I talk with folks, I try to be polite, I try to be good, I try to make good arguments, I try to appeal to their intellect. And right now I've come to the conclusion the only thing that they understand is to call it like it is. These people have got to get their heads out of their rears and move forward, or we're finished as a country. They have dropped the ball. They're not doing their job. They're not watching the store. And this guy's robbing us blind.
They're watching the store. They know what's going on. They're not being honest. They're being very, very disingenuous. And the question is, why is it that they will be so quiet about this? And you have to understand, this goes back to the Telecommunications Act of 96, when they allowed all of the agencies to merge. Television was not allowed to have a monopoly, and radio and newspapers as they have today. We have allowed all these agencies, all these broadcasts, to be owned by one or two people, and they actually control the thought of all the people. Yeah. And it used to be independent.
It's one of two things. They're afraid of them, or they're political whores. And right now I am going towards the latter. These people are horrible.
But see, the question
is, that
is
what a panderer is.
Yes,
there,
ma'am.
Someone gets gratification out of literally lying, cheating, stealing, and doing whatever to promote someone else. It is disgusting. It's vomitous. And if we've got, and Tracy, I'm just telling you, this is headed toward impeachment, and this will be.
I don't know about that.
What will happen?
No. That would be. I don't see that happening.
I don't see it.
Oh,
happening.
I do, Tracy, because of all the criminal acts. All of this is culminating.
He would have to be caught in the bed with a little boy.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Hold on just a second, Jerry. Hold on. 440. Your mic is on.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I think Obama's hitting Susan Rice.
He's what, sir? I couldn't understand you.
He's had a personal relationship with Susan Rice. When she was standing there, when he was behind her, he was so far in her personal space.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching the way both of them acted around each other. He's hitting that.
No.
That would be bad.
No. It's time for you to do your disclaimer, Tracy.
No. Because you have to understand, Michelle Obama is not a very passive woman. That she is not Hillary Clinton. That would be bad.
She scared me. She went and told those people off the other
straight.
Day. She says, "You shut up or I'm leaving." Oh my goodness!
She is not the passive first lady.
I'm telling you what, Susan Rice is every bit of Michelle. She's just as doggone. I'm telling you straight. I can see it from a guy's point. He's hitting that. I'm telling you straight.
Susan Rice is an attractive woman.
Yeah, but
she's an attractive woman.
I would choose her over Michelle, and I know that he's looking at that real hard.
When he was talking, it didn't register what he was saying. I'm a little bit slow today. I'm on a sugar high. I'm eating these Reese's Pieces over here.
He's been eating donuts, too. I'm telling you why. He's going to pay me hush mouth money.
He was, like, looking straight ahead. His eyes were all glazed over. I'm going, oh, no, he can't be. I said, he's real. But you know what? She's probably blackmailing him. That's why she got that job. I'll really let the cat out of the bag.
You know what else is really we really have to pay attention to? And I've got to switch gears at the top of the hour because I've got a guest sitting here looking at me like, what are we talking about?
I think he's going to run away scared. We're scaring him over here.
I know, but listen, I want you guys to know something. Have you looked at the timing of this new transition? I think he was trying to put this Susan Power ambassador, national security, to somehow try to suppress the Benghazi as well as the IRS thing and shift the focus of conversation.
It's not going to happen. As long as the British news reporters have not been kicked out of the United States, we are going to find out the biggest scandal that ever was to hit the country.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. If he would have stepped out from behind her and he was aroused, it would have been all over with.
Oh, my God. Wait, I got to get a visual.
Oh, I think he's right.
I know I'm right.
I watched that yesterday. I agree.
Don't you agree?
You guys are tough.
I agree. I watched it. I went, oh, my God, he's ogling her.
Yeah, I just...
He was ogling her, Tracy. I watched it. I went, what on earth?
He was doing what I would have done. I was like, damn, dude, you can't be doing that. There's millions of people watching you, and it's supposed to be all serious, and you're thinking about 20 minutes from now what's going
to happen. He was standing to the side, if you noticed.
Tracy, they got it wrong. Reggie Love would be so upset at these people. Reggie Love would be so upset. He's not ogling that Susan Rice. It was a distraction.
Who's Reggie Love? That was Obama's personal bodyguard.
That was his description. He was the bodyguard.
I know what he's getting ready to say. Oh, don't do it, Bo. Don't do it. Please don't.
Hey.
Please don't.
Hey, Tracy, you got yourself a scoop here. You're hearing it first on Tracy and Friends, WSOM.
In all seriousness. Now, listen, hold on, guys. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go too far, listen. Y'all be careful because I'm a Verizon carrier. They listen to my phone calls.
I'm on Verizon. I'm the one that did it. What do you think?
None of us are traitors.
I do agree with the female caller on the impeachment side, and I guess the telltale sign will, and we talked about this on the show before, if it looks like Hillary is going to get dragged into this, and I can't see how she cannot be, as a Secretary of
That's
State.
That's correct.
No,
that is
no
correct.
Way. No way Bill's going to let her take the fall for Obama's failings like that. Because Holder, I think he's gone. You know what I mean? There's no way. I mean, when you have CNN and everybody coming on saying he's got to go, but that I don't think Holder's head on a platter is going to appease everybody.
Uh-uh.
If it goes up to Hillary and it comes down to Hillary, that's why, Tracy, I think you're talking about the riots and all that kind of craziness.
Yeah.
People have to really understand the whole impeachment process because I do believe it goes to that level here with, when you put the IRS on back of Fast and Furious and Benghazi and then subpoena.
Well, not only
records.
That, you have Panetta just this morning on CBS. They announced that he outed our Navy SEALs to Hollywood, and that very Navy SEAL team was killed. I mean, this is very serious, and we have a lot of people who have been killed over all of this.
And you're right. When these people get into office, people die, and that's a really scary thought. And that include the Clintons and this jamoke we got in Washington right now. But does anybody know where's Joe Biden?
He's making speeches. They had him on C-SPAN this morning giving hugs and kisses to people.
Who's he giving them to?
I don't know.
One.
I can't
He's
stand
really
him, so I
hug.
Turned him off.
Hold on, Jerry. Hold on. I got to pick up another call. 330-692, because I've got to move on. Your mic is on. 692, your mic is up.
Yeah, above the seventh grade humor of making fun of the President of the United States, I mean, I thought that was kind of a low point. I wanted to talk about how this Obamacare, I wanted to comment on how 15 states have rejected Obamacare. The southern states like Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. You know, the states where the obesity epidemic is at the heartland, where, you know, they have problems with, the fat people on there. But the irony is that the 15 states that have rejected Obamacare, because basically in this country we have two forms of health care for the poor. When the poor need health care, they do two things. They get Medicaid, which is subsidized by the government, and through their lobbying they have, you know, reasonable prices. And then what's the other way that the poor get health care in this country? The emergency room. So that's basically how we all pay for the poor, and we don't really talk about it. We pretend that, the $1,000 aspirin is because of something else, when really we're subsidizing the poor. So now Obamacare comes out, and it says the government will now help states pay for the subsidize the poor's emergency care. And 15 states have said, no, thank you. We'll come up with our own way of taking care of this. And what have they come up with? Well, Utah says charity. Tennessee has a lotto where 2,500 people call into a phone call, and the first 2,500 people get health care that year, and then everyone else doesn't. These are the alternatives that the Republicans states come up with. Iowa says exercise and diet.
Let me say this. We need to do something about the indigent of America, but we need to quit putting people into indigence. But the way that this bill is written is not going to do that. Don't get me wrong. We could have gone through a community foundation, a community hospitals method, and or through a community clinic method, the way that we have Youngstown Community Health down here and One Health Ohio. And we could have done something about tort reform and insurance reform so that people would have access to insurance. But what they've done right now is they have taxed the people and not the insurance companies. And the insurance companies are not going to lose, but the people are. And the quality of health care that is getting ready to demise in the country is going to be an abomination.
And what they're going to end up with, these figures came out yesterday, I think it was from the Congressional Budget Office. I'd have to check to see where the figure came from, but I think that's where it came from. We have 30 to 40 million uninsured Americans right now.
Right.
And Obamacare was supposed to take care of that 30 to 40 million uninsured Americans. You know how many uninsured Americans we're going to have next year projected? 30 to 40 million. It hasn't changed a thing.
Hold on. So before you put Republicans under the bus, I will help you throw them under the bus also, because how I feel is they should have done something about health care and not allowed somebody else to do it.
That's right. I agree with you.
So what are Republican governors' solutions? In Iowa, they want to promote nutrition. This is their solution. Their alternative to Obamacare is let's promote exercise and nutrition. This is Iowa, the state that birthed the deep-fried pickle, the deep-fried Oreo, and the deep-fried turkey. They want to promote exercise and nutrition.
Do you know what the reason,
sir,
what the solution is in South Carolina? How about let us buy our insurance across state lines? Okay.
Yeah, this is the Republican answer. Exactly. These are the Republican answers to Obamacare.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. You are saying, listen, if that's the case, if you want to know the Republican answer to Obamacare, then I am a Republican and that I have the answer for it. So you blame my answer on all the Republicans in the country. But
no,
don't blame.
Hold on.
Just because somebody is a Republican and says it, you need to say what all Republicans are saying. And what
Look,
I'm saying
the Senate,
is.
The Senate has voted 37 times on repealing Obamacare. You want to talk about getting nothing done?
That's a bad bill, sir, and you're going to find out next year the hard way.
It's been implemented in California to expected results,
Massachusetts. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. When I come back, we're going to be talking with the Victorian players for a little while. We're going to woo-saw for a moment. and talk about the arts, because the arts are just as creative.
And these folks are terrific.
Don't go too far, because when we come back, then we'll, after we get done talking about the arts, we'll go back and start swinging again. But we need to have a woo-saw moment. So we'll be back again in just a second.
You're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
You depend on your computer, then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba. Bubba is America's favorite burger. Always natural, never any preservatives, and the quality and convenience you can trust for delicious, juicy burgers. Great for family meals, tailgates, and backyard barbecues. Look for Bubba Burger in your grocer's freezer.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, the Ford Focus offers quick, nimble performance, advanced technology, and great mileage. Lease a new Focus today with no cash due at signing. Another reason why Ford is the number one brand in Northeast Ohio.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Now, good. A British newspaper says a secret court order allows the U.S. government to collect the phone records millions of U.S. customers of Verizon. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, says that's not a problem.
I'm a Verizon customer. It doesn't bother me one bit for the National Security Administration to have my phone number, because what they're trying to do is find out what terrorist groups we know about and individuals and who the hell are calling.
And he's not alone.
The White House and Senator Dianne Feinstein, chair of the Intelligence Committee, all claim there are safeguards and that the collection of call data is a tool critical for tracing terrorist contacts. But Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon is among many who call such data mining an outrageous breach of privacy.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Attorney General Eric Holder says as long as he's on the job, the press will be free.
The department has not prosecuted, and as long as I have the privilege of serving as Attorney General of the United States, will not prosecute any reporter for doing his or her job.
Holder appeared before a Senate panel today. The remarks are directed at the recent disclosures that the government secretly obtained the logs of some Associated Press phone calls and obtained a warrant for the emails of a Fox News correspondent. Less than a week into the Atlantic hurricane season, Tropical Storm Andrea is bearing down on Florida. Governor Rick Scott says now is the time to get ready.
The department has not prosecuted.
Take this as a precursor, as a reminder, get ready. 3 days of food, 3 days of water. Make sure you have
you know, the radios to make sure you can follow the National Weather Service, things like that, do all these things.
The storm could bring heavy rain up the East Coast this weekend. The number of Americans filing for unemployment dropped by 11,000 last week, a number analysts say is consistent with steady hiring. This is ABC News.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Some say that the swimsuits that are worn in beauty pageants couldn't get any smaller. Well, at one event that's coming up, they're going in the opposite direction.
Caving into pressure from hardline Muslim groups, Miss World is swapping skimpy swimsuits for sarongs. The pageant is being held in Bali in Indonesia, the most populous Muslim country in the world. The local organizer said the bikini ban shows respect for traditional values and customs, adding the World Organization is on board, although it has so far not commented. While Indonesia is a secular country, a small extremist fringe has become increasingly vocal. Last May, following threats from Islamic hardliners, Lady Gaga was forced to cancel her sold-out concert. Linda Alban, ABC News.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie may be ready to name a temporary successor to the late U.S. Senator Frank Lautenberg. The governor scheduled an afternoon news conference in Trenton. Lautenberg died on Monday after nearly 30 years in the Senate. Christie is expected to name a Republican to fill the seat till a special election in October. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Did you know diabetes?
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
The average American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Call 855-642-4453. It's the most important call you'll make. The average American...
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And listen, those of you who are listening in, we're going to take a moment. We're going to calm down for a minute. Go ahead and pull it over, Mark. We're going to take a moment of breath and talk about something that's going to get everybody's blood pressure down and regulated, and talk about happy thoughts and great things that go on here in the Mahoning Valley. And we have Mr. Jack Valentine with me from the Victorian Players, which is on Mahoning Avenue. And it's right next to, where are you guys?
Well, it's kind of, I always tell people it's next door to the WRTA bus garage.
But you guys kind of. You have to go through the bridge.
Yeah, there's that overpass there, yeah.
But it's a great place, and you probably pass, you see this, and it looks like a little church.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It's an 1800s church. It was built, I think, 1893 or something like that.
And so when you go down Mahoning across the Peanut Bridge, I love how people.
That's what it is, the Peanut Bridge.
It's the Peanut Bridge. If you go over Fifth Avenue, going towards Mahoning, when the split from Oak Hill and Mahoning comes through, and you go that way across from Flynn's, Old Flynn's.
The Old Flynn's. I think it's Tony's Tire now.
Yeah, Tony's Tire, but it's Old Flynn's for those of us that know it. And you go past the Peanut Bridge, past the RTA, under the bridge, under the other bridge, under the B&O Bridge.
Or on the right-hand side.
On the right-hand side.
So far, you've got me to Pittsburgh, Tracy.
We're almost like Pittsburgh. I mean, we have three bridges coming into downtown. No, we got four bridges.
That's right. We've got a lot of bridges coming into.
Four bridges. Then we have three. We have the Market Street Bridge.
South Avenue Bridge.
South Avenue Bridge.
And then the two bridges down at the other end.
The
Belmont
Peanut
and the Peanut Bridge.
Right.
Yeah,
we got five bridges coming in.
That's right.
At least you can find your way.
You know, I kept going over those bridges. I never saw the Mahoning River until I was 30 years old. Because we drove over it. You didn't see it.
You never realized it was there, huh?
Well, intellectually I knew it was there. I never saw the thing.
Not quite as wide as the Ohio.
Not quite, no.
And let me say this. Let me go right back to this. And they have a production getting ready to start on tomorrow.
Right. It's called The Rainmaker.
And tell us a little
bit about. It's about a Texas town, and in the early 1930s, they're going through the Dust Bowl drought, and of course, the families all having their separate issues. And a guy comes into the house by the name of Bill Starbuck, and he claims that for $100, he can make it rain. And so he makes a difference in all of these people's lives in the process of trying to get some moisture to this town.
And so, it is a full production.
Full production, right? Three acts.
And how long is this going to run? And is it every weekend? Is it every day?
Well, it opens tomorrow night. We run Friday, Saturday, Sunday each weekend, and we run three weekends through June 23rd.
And how much is it?
Adult and senior tickets are adult tickets are $10. Senior and student are $8. So it's a great value.
And they give you cookies.
That's right.
And coffee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make a little donation.
A little refreshment
for that, but,
area back there.
Yeah.
Oh, now we have a question on the women's cookies.
I always sit in the last row because I can just reach back and get the cookies. Now he I've seen him there. He hasn't seen me, but I'm the one whose hands going over the.
Okay. Let's go back to the cookies. Now, are these homemade cookies or these Sam's Club cookies?
Sometimes, well, they're both. Sometimes they're both. We have people at the theater that will bring cookies in.
If you tell me we got wedding cookies, on a good.
No. You found a trick to get people down there, Jack. Put some wedding cookies back there.
And lemonade. And you've got candy and coffee.
Oh,
yeah.
They get cookies and coffee. I'm in. Tell us a little bit of history about the theater there, and then tell people how they can get involved.
Okay.
And how it's funded, because we were talking about funding before you came on. And I don't think people really understand that we have great arts in the Mahoning Valley.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do. Victorian started actually back in 1992. Gene McClure-Kelty actually started it. And they kind of floated around, had different homes, before they finally found this little church down on Mahoning Avenue. And they moved in there in about 2003. And they were originally founded just to basically do Victorian period dramas or comedies. And, of course, your audience for that's kind of limited, and it went on that way for a while. And then around 2003, 2004, in there somewhere, they started to expand what we offer and open it up to more well-known shows and more contemporary plays. And we just actually did our first musical we've ever done. We did The Fantastics.
It was wonderful, Jack. It was terrific.
Thank you. It's a fun show to do, and basically now it's involved into basically a typical community theater. We don't focus on any one period or any one type of show.
What is community theater?
It's basically run for the benefit of the community. All the actors are volunteer. And a lot of people find that hard to believe, that you'd be willing to put in that much time and not get paid a dime for it. But people love doing it, and it's mainly a hobby for most people.
Now, it's my understanding, and so I want, 'cause I'm going to slow this down a little bit and give everyone an education with this, because I don't think I did not realize that when you go in to do a play, you have to pay the playwright.
Mm-hmm.
For reproducing the production of the play.
Right. Yeah, you have to pay a royalty, and that's not just the playwright. You also have to pay the publishing house that handles that particular play.
That can be extremely expensive. So if I wanted to reproduce Cats, I would have to go and get permission to do so.
Right.
And there's a writer that goes with that sometimes you can't alter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you
can.
And
it can be very, very costly depending upon the play.
It can. Musicals are very costly. You mentioned cats. You could be talking anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 by the time you pay all the fees up front just to do
it. That's before you even get it going. Because we were talking about getting the word out about, you know, the plays that are going on and different productions that are happening with the community theater.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a part of community theater, you know what's going on. But though, there are a lot of people that have no clue that they, and it costs a lot to publicize it.
Right.
Because every time you come in here, you know, we charge you, I charge you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody pay, and everybody wants to, get, you know, billboards cost money, all that kind of stuff, promotion, and all that kind of stuff costs money.
Exactly.
Including the actual production of the play and being able to use the licensing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that $2,000 to $3,000 you're paying in royalties, that's before you even sell one ticket. So you're kind of in the hole to start with. Now, straight shows and comedies and dramas aren't quite as bad. I mean, they're a lot cheaper, but still, that's upfront money you have to pay out that you're not seeing until you get this, you know, get it rolling.
What's this, Mark? Can I come down and sing?
You can come down and sing?
Yeah.
You sure can.
they do a vaudeville fundraiser.
Oh yeah,
she'd
be perfect.
She'd be perfect for it.
She'd have a ball.
That's
mm-hmm. The annual vaudeville fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at the
brochure. Called Vaudeville at the Vic.
And what do we do at the vaudeville?
You throw stuff at the performers.
South Carolina, you see how they're treating me in here?
No, it's like a regular
vaudeville
variety show. It's great. It's fun. All different kinds of acts and stuff.
Do you hear this?
Oh, yeah. Tracy, you can be the straight man.
Okay. Just checking. I'm having fun with this. And
so,
Tracy
and I'll do a duet at Bally High. She wants
to go
South Pacific.
There you go. We could do that.
Oh, man.
Tracy, you could be Jenny Lynn.
There we go. Jenny Lynn. How sweet.
Jenny Lynn. Did you say Jean Kelsey started that?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
She was very close to her when I was getting my bachelor's degree. She was an excellent professor.
I didn't know her myself because she
oh,
was
I
before I came
her.
Into
she
the organization,
was,
but I've heard a lot about her. And she seems like she was
too.
A very nice lady.
She started
really?
Animal Charity, too.
Mm-hmm.
She was
right.
a
started
great
animal
lady.
Charity?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. She's a busy lady.
Mm-hmm.
She was a very smart lady, Tracy. Excellent professor. Loved her.
Wow.
I would say nothing but good about Jean Kelsey.
How many years has this been going on?
This is our 21st season. We're going into our 22nd in September.
Wow.
It's been around a while.
To talk a little bit about the your season this past year going into next year, you've been doing a John Kennedy thing and
right.
the assassination. Tell a little bit of the stuff you've done and some of the interesting stuff that you're doing. Got something coming up in July, I see.
Well, we decided to do a JFK assassination trilogy, three shows that had something to do with the assassination. We started that with Finale, which was actually about John Wilkes Booth because of the similarities between the Lincoln and Kennedy assassinations. The second part of that is a show called Sparky from Chicago, which opens on July 19th, which is a show I wrote, which is about Jack Ruby. And what his background was, what his history was, what his possible involvement was, and his activities during the weekend of the Kennedy assassination in 1963. Then in November, we're going to follow that up with the largest part of that, which is called Specter of Treason, the Oswald Trial. And that is a show I wrote, way back at the beginning of the 90s. And it's a fictitious trial of Lee Harvey Oswald, had he lived and gone on trial. And this show is his trial. And the whole second and third act are what would be his trial. And the unique part about that is the audience is the jury. So they decide at the end of the evening whether he's guilty or innocent. And actually, I think there's four different verdicts that you can actually use. And there's four different endings. And the last time we did it, we premiered it in 1996, not at the Vic, but at somewhere else. And it went over extremely well.
Now you wrote Sparky from Chicago,
right?
And you wrote what's the name of the one? The
Specter of Treason.
Specter of Treason. Mm-hmm. And Finale, that was written by a somewhat local fellow, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, not local. He's down in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he runs the theater in the park in Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right, but these are regular guys. The
mm-hmm.
stuff. I'm not mm-hmm. talking about any. The stuff's the talent in this area is unbelievable. You also have, I believe, with that an event at Youngstown State.
Yes, we're going to do an assassination seminar, and that's going to be on December 7th. We're going to have researchers come in.
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
You got to remember, Big Brother's watching us now.
Hey, we're all being recorded, okay?
That's right, Barack. If you're listening, come on over here to Youngstown and go to the Vic.
Hold on now. Explain. You can't just call it an assassination seminar.
I can't talk about those things.
I'm not getting followed and getting tapped. I'm already getting followed coming out of North Lima down mm-hmm. way. You can't do that. So explain the assassination. Doesn't sound good.
As it relates to the JFK assassination.
There you go. Okay. Listen to history.
Which stands for John F. Kennedy.
Pardon me?
It stands for John F. Kennedy, President
yes.
of the United States.
Well, no.
We don't want Tracy follow.
Jerry, they just said the assassination seminar. I need to know, make sure that I'm not endorsing.
No, Tracy.
We're looking back in history. Not
very good. So tell us a little bit more about this.
We did something similar when we did the show in 1996. We had researchers come in, and they did a seminar, a question and answer. They did presentations. I think we did it for 2 days back then when we did it. We're only doing it 1 day this year. But Cyril Wecht from Pittsburgh is going to come in and do a presentation. He came and saw the show last time but couldn't participate in the seminar. So he'll be here. And there's going to be exhibits. There's going to be right now we're still in the process of putting it together. There'll be exhibits. Researchers will be there. So there's going to be a lot of information that you have access to.
What's the date on that again?
December 7th.
December
7th. It'll be up at Youngstown State.
I'm getting that on my calendar. I don't want to miss it.
December 7th?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific. And what I'll also tell you, so you go down to the Vic and you see some local television personalities floating around somewhere. Who are some of the places, some of the guys down there?
You guys got TV personalities mm-hmm. but not radio personalities?
Well, so far.
Well, you'll be there, Tracy, so there'll be a radio personality.
We have radio personalities. We've had Kelly Stevens.
We got to talk. I think this is discrimination.
Well, Len Rome and Jim Lowboy were in The Odd Couple. That was our first show at the beginning of the season.
They still are.
They never called and asked me to come down there with those guys.
She could have played one of the sisters upstairs.
She could have.
That's right. Oh, man, we can't let them upstage us. Oh, no. Just because you get to see them doesn't mean that we're not automated.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
No, we've got
to get... As a matter of fact, I'm trying to grow up and be like Doug. Everybody wants to... I want to be like Doug James.
Okay.
And Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to grow up and be like them. We have to do something about this.
We can.
Now, you have some folks from 21.
Glenn Stevens is in a lot of our shows. Regina Reynolds has been in a lot of our shows.
While you're here, I want to ask you something. When you did the Fantastics,
mm-hmm.
the gentleman who played the Indian
mm-hmm.
was
right.
not there, and she did it.
Well, that was kind
how
of a joke.
How did she do the stunts? Now, she was tumbling all over
stage.
She was. And Ginger says, that's the lady from 21. I said, I know. She says, how's she doing that? Then I can't walk up the steps.
That was kind of a joke because... I had originally I tried to cast that show as close to the original production as I could, and it called for an Indian, a male actor playing the Indian, and I really didn't have anybody I was comfortable with, and I asked Regina to do it, and she said, well, why don't we do it as though I am a guy, and we'll make up a name for me, we'll make up a bio, and she said, anybody who doesn't know me, they'll never know the difference, so that's what we did, and it was kind of also a tribute to Tom Jones, who wrote the original show, who played the old actor originally, but under a different name than his own.
It was a physically demanding part, and I'm watching her all of it go. I mean, I thought, holy smokes,
mm-hmm.
what an agile lady she is.
And she hit her head on the steps a couple of times.
Oh,
I was always telling her, watch where you are when you're falling. Don't kill yourself here.
Watch your fall. You're going to fall, so watch it.
But what else you have coming up next season? What's some of the other shows you're doing next season?
We opened with The Matchmaker, which is the basis for Hello, Dolly, the musical Hello, Dolly. So I think people will enjoy that. The second show, we always do an Edgar Allan Poe every year.
Okay.
And the second show is one of his lesser known. It's called The Facts in the Case of M. Valdemar, which is a really interesting show. It's about a hypnotist, and he's suspending a guy in between. The guy he hypnotizes is terminally ill, and he suspends him at a certain point, and that suspends him between life and death, and that causes all kinds of complications, of course. After that is Specter of Treason in November, which we open, by the way, on November 22nd, which is the 50th anniversary to the day of the actual assassination. Then after that is we do a Christmas show in the spirit of Christmas in December. Then in January comes our fundraiser, Vaudeville at the Vic. Then I think it's February we do Sandbag Stage Left, which is a comedy about a woman playing Hello Dolly, strangely enough. And
you got
sandbag.
A thing there going on.
And a sandbag falls on her, not quite by accident, so it's another, again, courtroom thing to figure out who cut this sandbag. After that is Life with Father, which is, if everybody
that's
remembers
a classic.
The movie.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a great show.
Clifton Webb. Let's see, after that, I believe, is Lady Windermere's Fan. And then we close the actual regular season with Days of Wine and Roses. Thank you.
Whoa.
And then we do Dark Glass as a special event in July. Dark Glass, again, was written by the same playwright that wrote Finale. And this is a really interesting concept. It's about two astronauts that are in a hospital, and there's a government official that comes in and out, and they can't figure out why they're in this hospital. And they keep talking about their trip to the moon that they went on, and this guy that comes in and out tries to convince them, you didn't go to the moon, we've never gone to the moon. And we come to find out some interesting things later on.
Yeah.
So I won't spill anything here.
So how's what's it like running a community theater here in the Mahoning Valley?
It's tough. It's tough because not only do you have, you know, all the day-to-day management things that any business has, which you do, but you've got to worry about funding. And unlike like a retail store or anything like that, you don't have a product that you're selling, you know, every day. Nobody's coming in 5, 10, 12 times a day to buy something. You have to exist on what your season is and funding and, you know, paying the bills is a challenge.
Funding at $10 a ticket is not a lot of money.
Well, we're going up next year. First time ever we've increased prices. Next year we're going to raise them a little bit. But still, we're not going up very much. But it's tough. Yeah.
The community theater is here so rich. We were talking, what gives the Mahoning Valley such a rich cultural presence? I have no talent, but I enjoy it, so I'm involved with it in a major way. Peripherally, and I go to other cities when I'm going around doing what I do for this, and I look at what they have. They can't touch what we have
mm-hmm.
here.
Right. I think from what I've seen, I think it comes from a lot of people, not necessarily from the Youngstown area, although a lot of people are, but so many actors that we work with and run into have moved here from other areas, be it Cleveland or Pittsburgh or West Virginia or wherever it is. For some reason, they end up in Youngstown. And I think all that talent from other areas, and not to say that there isn't any here, because of course there is, but I think merging all that talent from other areas with this area, I think, is what...
And this is one of the unknown secrets about the Mahoning Valley, because I have heard this before from other folks in the area, and I have seen it with my own, because I know people who have come here to visit and ended up staying.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the theater and the music and the opportunities here that they don't get in other cities, and folks, we've got people coming here from Chicago, New mm-hmm. York, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, in order to perform here.
Exactly.
And when we're down at the State House and the project that I'm involved with, we know they don't understand. And I said, come up here, mm-hmm. and we'll show you. You can go to other cities; you're not going to see it. Columbus. Not much. Akron, it's got some. I work with some people from Akron Civic Theater in our venture, and you know, but here I keep saying, Howard, you know, come here. We'll come for a weekend, because on any weekend you can see something at the Dick, at the Oakland, Youngstown Playhouse, the University, Spotlight Theater up at the University, unbelievable stuff. And you know, some are better than others. but you'll never lack an enthusiasm, all reasonably priced, and all do an absolutely outstanding job.
There's a lot of good theater in this town. In fact, you touched on a point, people coming from other areas, and just this morning before I came over here, I had an audition with a woman that came down from Hudson because she had heard about Spectre of Treason and Sparky and wanted to audition. So, I mean,
I want to come audition.
Come on,
Mark, I have no talent. Do I have to memorize lines?
Well, that you do have to do.
We're in trouble.
That's why I don't do it, because I can't remember my name. I play Scrabble. I can't remember eight letters, let alone, you know.
They haven't figured how to do teleprompters in theater yet.
We've got to talk about this.
The one gentleman, the show where he went, my mind just went blank, where he came to visit the his ex-girlfriend and mom was
below the surface.
He was on stage almost the entire.
He was.
I said to Bob, he never left the stage.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Some people are able to memorize long speeches and huge amounts of dialogues. Others are very happy in small roles, which is great because not everybody can be a lead, not everybody wants to be a supporting.
I can't remember the name of the show.
Mark, I just get to go on, and you have to have one of those people that are just impromptu. You see, when you do one of those funnies and you just need somebody to come up with one-liner off the top of their head, you call me. But if you want me to memorize anything and know it verbatim, you're in trouble because I will make up my lines as I go.
Well, see, now the Vaudeville show would be great for
you. Bring her on with Jim Lowboy up there for the Vaudeville show next year.
Now there we'll have some fun.
Right. Okay.
Well, and she could be the comic relief.
Now, that might not be good. That might be because my comic is really political comedy, and you, no.
Well, right now it's really funny.
Yeah.
The Drudge Report had that picture of Obama with his hand over the ear underneath that said, "Can you hear me now?" I'd like to be the guy that writes those headlines and those lines like that.
I can do that.
I'm not that clever, though.
Play starts tomorrow.
Right.
7:30. Tickets are $10, $8 for seniors and children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And cookies.
And cookies.
You give a donation. Give a good donation. Don't just eat the cookies.
Oh, my God, a 50-50. Buy some tickets.
Yeah, that's right. We do a 50-50. And I think we're raffling off a necklace, too. Made by Rob Jokey over at the Rust Belt.
And he does good work.
Yes, he does.
Does great work.
I don't know Rob Jokey. Do I need to go find Jokey? He got a funny name.
I'm telling you, at Christmas, we have to go down and see that show, but you won't come with me, I don't think.
Where?
Down at the Rust Belt, yeah.
The Rust Belt. Belt.
Used to be at the Oakland, now it's at the Rust Belt.
Oh, that's called the Rust Belt now.
It's the old...
it's an old church.
The old like Calvin Center.
Calvin Center, that's right.
What is that with you guys in the churches?
Because they got pews and they got a stage.
Oh.
Otherwise, if theater didn't use them, they'd be empty.
They'd be empty.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Then we need to tell the banks that, because banks have a hard time funding churches now because they don't know what to turn them into when they need them. So I'll make sure to make sure the banks know this. We got to call a couple banks around here.
I got a one in Pittsburgh called the Brew Works. They turned it into a brewery. Up where the altar is, they got the still, and then you sit down there and you eat your dinner, and the food's very good there. The Church Brew Works in Pittsburgh.
Well, listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You can hang out with us if you like. The number is 347-945-5229. And I'm going to take a break. I've got Mark Mangi in studio with me, and I have Mr. Frank Valentine.
Jack
Valentine.
I'll answer to anything.
Don't know.
Don't call him late for dinner.
Mr. Jack Valentine from the Victorian Players, and it is located down on Mahoning Avenue, across from the Old Flynn's, right under the bridge next to WRTA. They're going to start tomorrow, The Rainmaker. And I will be giving out tickets tomorrow, so listen in tomorrow for those of you who are local. You'll be able to pick up two tickets tomorrow here at the station at 4040 Simon Road. And then from now on until the end of this stint. June 23rd, we'll be passing out tickets for the upcoming weekend. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
Down to Peru, in Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Salem police have charged a 34-year-old Boardman man with killing his ex-girlfriend. Mason Feisel is jailed in Columbiana County without bail. Police have not released details on the death of 32-year-old Samantha Chasteen. Chasteen's father found her body in the bathroom of her home yesterday morning. Liberty High School football coach Brian Jones has resigned. Jones led the Leopards to one of the biggest single-season turnarounds in history, leading them to a 9-3 record last season. The team had an 18-game losing streak going into the season. Jones gave no reason for his resignation. A group seeking to overturn Ohio's ban on same-sex marriage says it's aiming to put the issue before voters in 2014. Freedom Ohio wants to overturn the state constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, which was supported by 62% of Ohio voters in 2004. Opponents of the ban are collecting signatures. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
The Victorian Players present the classic romantic comedy, The Rainmaker, by N. Richard Nash, as the final show of their 2012-2013 season. The New York Daily News called it wonderfully funny, while the Chicago Times hailed it as a classic. Performances run Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 23rd. Friday and Saturday performances are at 7:30. And Sunday matinees are at 2. Call 330-746-5455 for reservations.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. JMSElderLaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios, only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit drive1ohio.com.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
The average American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Call 855-642-4453. It's the most important call you'll make. The average...
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars.
Okay, I'm having a Frank Sinatra moment. It's okay. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends.
Where's Dean Martin? What am I missing here? In other
words, I like Frank.
I do, too. That's one of my favorite XM stations.
He has a whole station?
Yeah. On XM. Baby, Perfectly Sinatra. Well, I'm trying to think what the name of the station is on there.
He's got his own station?
Yeah, he has his own station. They play that era of music. It's just not his stuff. But, okay. You know, they play that.
I like Frank. I like, you know, he's got a different kind of. Oh, he's Frank.
He had class. Does anybody have class today? Who are some of the classy people today that had not come close to a stature, performers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see a whole lot.
Well, you have a lot of celebrities today, not many stars.
Yeah, well, that's
what it is he could stand at a microphone, entertain you, and never move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Whitney Houston was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All she needed to do was, all you had to do was stand there with a microphone, and she could absolutely mesmerize you and entertain you.
She was wonderful.
She didn't have to put on a whole lot of show, not a lot of dance, not a lot of moving.
Have you ever seen Linda Eder? Another one, phenomenal.
Linda who?
Linda Eder, phenomenal singer. And
Linda
she does
Eder.
The same thing. She doesn't move around. She just stands there, but you don't care. She's that good.
She's that good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I wonder if I could do that.
I found floating around Diane Krall, who does some nice stuff.
That little girl that's 12 years old from Pittsburgh, she might be 14 by now.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
I know who you mean.
Yeah.
She can do that, too.
Yes.
I think we're mesmerized just because of her age, her youth, and she can do it.
Mm-hmm.
She does it well.
Yeah, she's very good.
She's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that good.
See, people tell me I should sing, and I say not unless you want everybody running for the fire exit.
I sing solo.
Jack, what give us your opinion about the state of American theater today. And in this digital age, how's live theater making it?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mark.
Well, they're having trouble. I mean, even Broadway's having trouble.
It's the prices.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. That is part of it.
I wanted to go down to Pittsburgh to see Book of Mormon, and I went to the website to buy the ticket, and I said to my wife, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a cheap person. I couldn't do it.
How much was it, Mark?
Yeah.
It would have cost us, you know, if you start at the top of the seats, you were starting at $120 a pop. And then you had to pay for parking.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go out for dinner.
Where was this?
Pittsburgh, at the Benetton Center down in Pittsburgh.
Go to New York.
And you get, it's cheaper, I bet, because you go to the tickets booth in New York.
No, you got to know what you're
sometimes.
Doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it
is. It depends on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on what night it is. And if you're a tourist, you don't know where to go, where the cheap tickets are, and they get you.
Yeah.
I went to see Les Miserables in New York years ago. They get you.
Yeah, they do. They do. And even New York, they've even had to cut down on size of their orchestras now because they're having trouble, you know, making a buck in New York now. Even with what they're charging,
because they have to pay the rent.
Yeah. And plus all the stars they're bringing in to be in their shows.
And they got
to
pay them big bucks.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They get good talent right here in Youngstown.
That's right. They could. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. You can see quality productions here at a reasonable price.
Mm-hmm. I'm amazed at the talent because when you look at theater, you're looking at set design.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of work in set design and costuming and the work that they do here for it to be community theater and for it to be Youngstown, Ohio, you would be surprised.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah, in fact, but first time I was ever in the Victorian, I looked at that stage because it's a very small stage. And I thought, man, what can you ever do with the set on this stage? And I'll tell you, it's phenomenal, the sets that we have put on that stage. It's unbelievable.
And I have to say, because I'm a novice, I like theater, and I have not been to real theater in the Mahoning Valley, and I did a lot while I was in Los Angeles, but I didn't do anything since I've been home.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the amazement of how you have to reshape your thinking when it comes to set design, because you're trying to transform a set very, very seamlessly
mm-hmm.
while people are on stage. Stand up, Mark. Very, very seamlessly, and to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a whole nother mindset.
Oh, it does, especially if you have a stage where you have no storage space on either side or in the back, or you have no fly space like the playout. Yeah, you know, you've got to be real creative on how you're going to change all these sets and how you're going to get everything in and out. It's tough.
It starts on tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow.
And it's called The Rainmaker. Tell us a little bit more in depth about what The Rainmaker is about.
Well, it's this guy, he's a con man. His name is Bill Starbuck, comes to this house and says, you know, for $100 I can make it rain. Well, he gets involved in each one of their lives, and of course they all have their own separate issues. His family, it's a father and his three sons and a daughter. And the daughter is a very plain, spinsterish type woman that the family's been trying to get her married off, but unsuccessfully. And he makes a difference in her life, and actually in turn in all of their lives during the short stay that he has. Whether or not he makes it rain, I have to. Everybody will have to buy a ticket and find out.
But he said he can.
He says he can.
And this was written when?
Oh, this was written. I think it was premiered on Broadway, I think, in the 40s. I could be wrong. The movie, I think, came out in the 50s. The movie was with Burt Lancaster and Katharine Hepburn. It was a very successful film.
Wow. That ought to be interesting.
It's a great, great play. It really is.
Jack, what do you like on Broadway these days?
Oh, wow. It's been so long. I haven't been up for so long. I like the standard stuff. I like the old standbys, which there's not too many of, although they bring them back occasionally. Les Mis is still playing, I think, and Fantastics is up there, and you know that's been that's
how long has Fantastics been playing? It's the longest show.
It's the longest musical, longest running musical in the world. Initially, it ran 42 years. That was its initial run, and then it took, I think it was off for a year, and then it came back, and it's still running, I think, since 2006.
Let me ask you this: theater is different from stage plays, or not stage plays, but from television.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that once, if you are a theatrical actor, you are a premier actor. Television is a little different,
right?
You know, TV, sitcoms, movies.
Mm-hmm.
Screenplays are very, very different than theatrical.
Oh yeah,
and the actor, the acting is totally different.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we have compromised our talent base by everyone going to screenplays because of the money and not staying in the theater?
Somewhat. Technique. There's not as much good technique in a lot of actors as there used to be. And actually, you can kind of dovetail this with the old star system. The old Hollywood system at Metro and at Warner Brothers, and where they had their stable of actors, but they learned their craft. They had to learn every inch of their craft.
Right.
And that's what theater actors have to do. Now film actors don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
I mean, you can walk in off the street and be in a film, and that's part of the problem. You haven't learned all those basic things that you need to know sometimes that really make a good actor,
because a great actor. I've always learned, and I have friends in the theater and as well as the film industry, and they are craftsmen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know how they do it. You look at, they learn the lines, you get up there on the stage night after night, sometimes twice a day, and do these things. I just, wow.
And now, as you said, now when you look at screenplays, and we talk about screenplays or movies,
mm-hmm.
they have teleprompters. You're not learning your lines as you should. The delivery is not as robust,
right?
Because you can, it's just the response is different,
mm-hmm.
and the craftsmanship that goes into screenplays as far, and then go back into theater. And now they're pulling people off of screenplays because of their celebrity,
mm-hmm.
and they're putting them into a theatrical setting. But then there are better theatrical people who should be in those places that are not, because they don't have the screen name.
Well, each one of them, stage actors and screen actors, have trouble going back and forth because the whole technique of each medium is so different.
Because I've watched some of them, and I've watched them do that, and then I've because I know people who are in theater,
mm-hmm.
and real theater, and they do they do theatrical dance,
mm-hmm.
And they do lots of musicals, and to see the time and the work that they put into it. It's totally different when they're going and doing night and day.
Well, rehearsal time on film and TV is totally different. It's much less. I mean, you may rehearse one scene a couple of days before you do it, and then you do it. Whereas in theater, you're rehearsing 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've been concerned about, and I am concerned about, and the organizations I'm involved with, they always pound the table on it. I graduated from Boardman High School, and Boardman High School had an outstanding choral program, and those of us that were in it have continued to stay in it. Schools like Wilson and Cardinal Mooney had outstanding theater programs, and those folks are now in the community and participating. You look at the schools today, and they're cutting culture and arts out.
Exactly.
They're starting in the elementary school, but it's going to move up. At the end of the day, you know, 5 years from now, outside of the marching band for the football team, I don't know what's going to be left. That's a real loss.
It is, yeah. That's a pet peeve of mine, because I came from Pittsburgh at Mount Lebanon High School that had probably the premier arts department in Pittsburgh at the time.
Yeah.
And I hate seeing all the arts getting cut, because unfortunately the arts are the first thing to get cut, it seems.
Yeah, and it's not just a money issue, it's a time issue. As these schools are moving with the standardized testing, they have more and more requirements they have to meet. And, you know, these kids as it is start school. My wife's a teacher. She starts teaching at, 7:30 in the morning, and there's just not enough time in the day
mm-hmm.
to do all that needs to be done, except for sports.
Mm-hmm.
They always find time for sports. And you know what? That's a real loss. And one of the things the organization I'm involved with here is looking 10, 20 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? I mean, I don't want it to be a lost art.
Well, we can't afford to let it be a lost art because culture and theater, whether it be theater or some other kind of art, that is a very valuable craft or ability to be able to have, and not everybody's an athlete. So, yeah, athletics do kids a lot of good and it makes them a well-rounded person, but so does theater and so do the arts. And so those people who can't be athletes or don't want to be athletes, the arts does the same thing for those people that athletics does for the athlete.
And the Victorian Theater, and I like this guy because I'm their lawyer. And I had never met Jack before today, so this was – Tracy told me some guy was going to come in and talk about taxes today, and I thought, oh, this is going to be real exciting. I was so happy you're here.
You guys know, I'm staying out of the side, except for one liner. You know, Mark's in heaven now. I know Mark loves the art. What a great day for him to be here.
And the local organizations are stepping up to the plate. What's Victorian Playhouse doing?
We're going to do our first venture, if you want to call it, into youth theater. It's called Victorian Ventures in Youth Theater, and it starts in July, and we're going to have a workshop where instructors are going to work with kids in every phase of theater, and every child, every kid that comes into the program and takes the classes is guaranteed a role in the show that it's going to culminate in, which is called The Princess with No Name.
Oh, there'll actually be an actual show at the
end of the
program.
There'll be a show at the end of the whole process, and every child that comes in and takes part in it is guaranteed a part in that.
How long of a program is this? Does it go for?
It runs, I think registration begins July 1st. I think classes start the week after that. And then the show is in August, opens August 10th, and I believe runs 5 performances.
Well, that's great. So it's about a 4-week program?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's terrific. You got local people teaching it?
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people from the theater teaching it. Marlene Strollo is going to head it up. She's actually our costume mistress at the theater, and so she's going to head it up and oversee the whole thing.
And if you haven't seen Marlene's work, she's absolutely mm-hmm. outstanding. She did the Move Over Broadway mm-hmm. group for a while, and put together some outstanding performances. Probably, and I believe she teaches it.
I think she does.
I think she teaches theater. I think it's, I want to say Western Reserve. I forget what school she teaches at. But she does an outstanding job, so the kids are really going to get a good background.
Oh, yeah.
They'll love it.
They'll have
guys.
A ball. They'll have a great time. And when they do the show at the end, the adult actor or the adult instructors that were instructing during that period will also be in the show. So they will get to be in a show with adult experienced actors. So they're going to learn an awful lot.
Now, Tracy, you got to go register for this. so you can
what am I doing?
This workshop they're doing for kids. You could go learn the craft and how to and I know Marlene can sing. She'll give you
a
little vocal training.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Mark. Now, listen. You know I don't do kids, right?
Tracy and I have a running joke. Neither one of us like kids. I didn't like my own until he was 7.
You know, kids are very, I love them. I think they are God's gift to the world. But they have parents.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody doesn't have the same upbringing that I am accustomed to.
Exactly. I know what you mean.
Because things have changed, and I haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom told me a child stays in a child's place, and today we don't have children places.
Yeah,
so true. I'm very suspicious of children today because I've always been taught that I had to respect elders.
Mm-hmm.
And not all children respect elders today.
No, it's unfortunate, but they don't.
So since they don't, I stay away from kids because I could go to jail.
Tracy, you could be like the AT&T guy. You know that guy in the commercial that sits with all the little kids around him?
No.
You can listen to what they have to say and make witty comments. You can make a lot of money. We'll do it for Verizon. No government here.
No, Mark. No. I do teenagers.
Well, okay.
You have to have patience to be around kids. You really do.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm serious. I go out and I do career day. And when I leave from my day, there's no way You could pay me to go do that every day.
Yeah, I
and
do,
call it a living.
Yeah, I do law day, and I go out, and it, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these people?
I know.
You know, my wife's done it. Tomorrow's my wife's last day teaching,
mm-hmm.
and she's retiring tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And I looked at her. She's been going out with 35 years, but she's actually been at it for 40. And, God, I don't know how she did it. She taught home ec, Jack, so she's teaching 120 kids how to make muffins.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's tough. It's very tough.
But I hope there's parents out there listening, get their kids involved at this program at the Victorian Playhouse. You know, these kids are sitting in front of computers or sitting in front of their games. They got to get out and experience life, interaction with other people, and learn the difference between what is fake on the computer screen and what's live on the stage.
You know, culture makes you a better person. Hold on just a second. 412, your mic is on.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. This is a very good talk that you guys are having about parenting.
Okay.
So, how are you guys doing today?
Well, how are you? Are you calling from Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay. We were actually talking about the cultural arts, but parenting came in there because we were talking about having a learning session for kids to learn the theater.
Oh, yes. Theater is very popular in Pittsburgh and outside of Pittsburgh also.
Very much so.
Yes.
Pittsburgh is a good theater community.
I was
yes.
there last week, and they have a very cultural community.
Yes, they do.
I was there, mm-hmm. they were having a cultural arts jazz festival, and Dr. Bright's going to be doing art to jazz on this upcoming Sunday.
Is this the Three Rivers?
Yes.
Arts, yeah, it's a great festival.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
No.
I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Jack is. Yeah.
Jack is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Pittsburgh is very nice. Well, there's a lot of cultural differences and just a lot of diversity, and that's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go to the Pittsburgh campus, Penn Oakland campus, you could see a lot of diversity.
Well, yeah, I thank you for calling in. Did you have anything else you wanted to say before I take my break?
No, thank you.
Well, listen, I'm going to go to my break. I'm going to thank Jack for coming in and hanging out with
thank
us.
Thank you. Enjoy
it. He is from the Victorian Players, and they are located, so if you can GPS it, they are located at 702 Mahoning Avenue, which is right outside of downtown Youngstown. I would call it downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the Victorian Players. And they have an upcoming schedule coming on. That right now they're ending this past season, but this is the last play called The Rainmaker,
mm-hmm.
which is on tomorrow.
Opens tomorrow, runs through June 23rd.
And then they'll start back up again in February?
Well, actually, we have the special event in July.
July, okay.
And then we start the regular season in September.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you'll come back again and hang out with us.
I sure will. I'd
love
to.
Well, you're always welcome. Again, I want to thank you for listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm going to take my break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we will probably start up all over again and try to do something, you know, worthwhile and nice. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the Spicy Italian or Meatball Marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The cost of a college education is about to get much more expensive. Today, lawmakers said two plans that might have stopped it didn't make the grade.
Sharply divided, the Senate blocked two competing plans to keep student loan interest rates from going up. Democratic Senator Patty Murray.
What we put forward today was a perfectly sensible solution to help address the problem.
Republicans objected, saying the Democrats were trying to push through a permanent tax increase to pay for a temporary freeze in student loan rates. A GOP plan to limit increases in student loan interest rates was also blocked. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
They just want to know who you called, not what you said. That's what the White House is saying about a court order which allows the government to monitor the phone records of some Verizon customers. Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein says it's to protect Americans.
Terrorists will come after us if they can. And the only thing that we have to deter this is good intelligence, to understand that a plot is being hatched and to get there before they get to us.
But some say it is an invasion of privacy. The tax man is getting grilled again today, this time over extravagant and some say inappropriate spending at a 2010 conference in California. Acting IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel.
While there were legitimate reasons for holding the meeting, many of the expenses associated with it were inappropriate and should not have occurred.
Some IRS officials have been placed on administrative leave as a result. The Attorney General of New Jersey will have a new job title for the next few months, U.S. Senator. Governor Chris Christie today appointed Jeffrey Chiesa to temporarily fill the seat, which opened up this week with the death of Frank Lautenberg. Chiesa will not run in the special election this October. The Dow is down 41 points, NASDAQ off 5. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
A big cybercrime network, which was blamed for bank fraud and identity theft, has been taken offline. ABC's Richard Davies says it's the result of an investigation that took more than a year.
The assault against hundreds of thousands of hijacked PCs controlled by criminals was a joint effort. A statement by Microsoft and the FBI says that the computers taken offline were responsible for over $500 million in fraud. More than 1,000 botnets were apparently disrupted. Each one includes thousands of infected PCs. The system was responsible for stealing online banking information and people's personal identities. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is no fish tale. Jason Johnson may have caught the biggest Mako shark ever. On Monday, the sport fisherman reeled in an 1,100-foot shark, which weighed in at more than 1,300 pounds off the Southern California coast. Yeah, it was that big. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Ringing in the ears? Call Centers for Hearing Care today, 888-866-4327.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment.
Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
About that. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And I'm waiting for my president to come on and give answers to the collecting of millions of phone records on ordinary citizens.
But you know what? Now, you know what we got now? We have a direct line to the White House. So, Mr. Obama, when I'm making my phone call, let me tell you a few things. If you're listening in, listen to what I have to say, because apparently you don't.
Yeah. He's not listening.
Oh, okay.
He's not listening yet.
He's not listening?
He's not listening.
Then why is he tapping my phone?
So that other people can listen. But he's not listening.
Well, can I tell other people some things? I could be more frank with him. I mean, he's president. You've got to be respectful. I don't have to be respectful for whoever's sitting there listening to that. They're not listening. Or so they say. You don't know.
Yeah, they're not listening. No, Mark, they're not. They're listening to what you don't want them to listen to. They're not listening to what you want to listen to.
Are they reading my emails?
Possibly so.
I think they are.
Because everything is going through your phone. I mean, you think about it. Everything that I have goes through my phone.
Yes.
So if everything is going through my phone, that means they have everything that I'm doing.
Well, all the emails go through that place that's out in Nevada, I think it is. Utah or Nevada, they built this big center, and all the emails go through there. The government goes through with government hands, all the emails. There's no privacy.
I'm afraid of Americans.
Well, if they read my emails, you read some interesting things. The black helicopters are going to come tomorrow.
but now, if you look at the size, and the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic for the rest of the afternoon.
It was such a nice talk with Jack, wasn't it?
I told you it was a moment.
Beautiful things.
It was a woosaw moment.
And now we come back to the ugly.
That's right. I had to give you a woosaw moment.
Except for the man who was criticizing what I eat.
That's okay. But it's a woosaw moment. I had to get everybody's blood pressure to come down, and then we'll build it back up again, and then we'll go off the air, and then Hannity will come on after me and really blow your mind.
And I take pills for that. I forgot to take them this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot to take all my pills. So, and I take a bunch. So you got to be careful, because I'm delicate today.
You're delicate today, but you come in here and you bring me news that my phone line has been subpoenaed by the federal government through Homeland Security.
But we all know you're subversive, Tracy. I'm the one that's being incensed. I'm just a sweet guy.
Yeah.
She knows me way too well.
Yeah. You're very low key. Have you read your articles?
Which article?
Any of them?
Well, I write them.
Have you read them?
Well, I read them when I write them.
Well, then you shouldn't tell stories about being low key, laid back. So you don't tell stories like that.
I write sensitive stuff.
I write.
I'm a sensitive guy.
Yeah, Barry Manilow. No. No.
I wrote one piece people, I wrote one a couple weeks ago, people came up and said it made them cry.
What did you write about?
I wrote about some weddings I went to. And it was, well, I did. It was about weddings. And I went, one of my good friends got married, and he's my age. And it was really nice that he and his new wife, who were both wonderful people, found each other, you know, and even our age, you know, love and hope springs eternal. It's wonderful. And then one of my first cousins twice removed got married at a place here in town, and I was best man at the groom's uncle's wedding 40 years ago. And it's the first time I'd been in the venue, and he and I were sitting talking, and back then we were the young ones dancing, and now we were the two old coots sitting there, you know, drinking, and we're the two crazy men at the table, the two old crazy relatives. Times change. And I got a lot of comments on some of those, on that article. People said that made them cry at the end. Yeah. My grandmother used to say she wanted to live long enough to see the rest of the story. Well, I saw the rest of the story at that wedding, and I could tell Grandma everything turned out all right. And people cried.
Mark.
Yes, ma'am.
You have issues.
It was a sweet article. I write sweet stuff.
Not what I read.
Well, you
when
know.
I read, you send me stuff, you're blazing saddles. Jeez, old man.
Well, the stuff I said yesterday, I had the six shooters. I can't say that, my God.
IRS, you fall out from the IRS. You've got the people in the Verizon Wireless. You're talking about drones flying overhead. You don't send me the wedding ones.
They got, well, you know, it's on the site. I'll send you the sweet ones.
Yeah. I forward them on to my stupid.
Yeah.
And make other people read it.
Hey, the sweet ones are good. You try to, you know, in all seriousness, I do a lot of writing, and I try to appeal to a broad range of folks, from the political loons like myself to, you know, the ladies from my church who need something a little less intense. And
I got to tell you guys something. I'm sitting here, and I am Googling. I'm writing in Verizon, and I never thought I would be writing in Verizon and then trying to find and putting news for my quarry. I never, you know what I mean, you know, there are some things when I go to search things out, I never thought I would search out my phone carrier for spying, for giving records to the government to spy on me.
Yeah, well, That's Barack Obama's America. And to my liberal friends, you know, wake up and smell the coffee, because if they can, you know, if they can do it to Verizon, if they can do it to the Associated Press, if they could do it to Jim Rosen, if they can do it to the Tea Party, they can do it to you. And
they would never. Mark.
This, there's some things you can forgive and there's some things you can overlook. And if I hear, and I turned on CNN this morning.
There you go.
And they started to read the article. I said to my wife, I'm going to see what's the lead story on CNN. And it was the lead story on CNN. But you know whose picture they had up on the screen? George Bush. I am not making that up.
As far as I know, this is the exact 3-month renewal of what has been the case for the past 7 years. This renewal is carried out by the FISA court under the business records section of the Patriot Act. Therefore, it is lawful. It has been briefed to Congress. This is just metadata. There is no content involved. In other words, no content of a communication.
I don't want anyone metadating my information. Who I talk to and how long I talk to them is nobody's business but my own. Standard for whom?
Into a database, the metadata, but cannot be accessed without what's called, and I quote, reasonable, articulable suspicion that the records are relevant and related.
Mark, you talk back to the TV, don't you? Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, is that who I'm listening to?
Absolutely.
And the only thing that we have to deter this is good intelligence, to understand that a plot is being hatched and to get there before they get to us.
It is simply what we call metadata that is never utilized by any governmental agency unless they go back to the FISA court and show that there is real cause as to why something within the metadata should
Who's this? So,
I don't know.
I got two words for them. Internal Revenue Service. They weren't supposed to do what they were doing either. Shut up.
Mark.
What?
Because
are you one of those people who talk back to the TV?
I'm sorry?
Do you talk back to the television you're watching?
Yes, I do. I throw things. I'm not going to sit there and listen to that garbage. Now, these people are sitting there justifying the unjustifiable. The government doesn't do that. And if they sit there and say, oh, well, this information can't be used only if it goes back to the court, I got three words for them. Internal Revenue Service. Read last week's news. Then come talk to me. What is relevant? What is relevant? Every single subscriber to Verizon, that information is relevant? In what way is it relevant?
Mark, have a Reese's.
I've had many.
Hey, Alex.
I'm on a sugar high.
Is that you, 412? I think it is.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Alex. Can you help that Mark out? Because I got to get him a woo-saw moment again. I'm going to start singing again.
Wow, you know, I didn't hear about this Verizon thing until I called in earlier and heard it on your show. That's just, wow. I mean, I'm just blown back by that. But I do have to say, and I think Mark's going to get mad at me, I do have to say, though, that whatever news organization you're looking at, whether it's CNN or whatever, reality is that they're probably correct to put Bush on the screen because he's the reason why they're able to do that is because
Homeland
of the
Security
Act that he pushed through, and Homeland Security DHS that he
John
created,
Ashcroft.
but especially the Patriot Act that he had pushed through Congress. So I mean, you really can't blame Obama for that. I mean. Now,
yeah, you know what you
guilty,
can blame Obama for? You can blame Obama for doing it because he said he wouldn't. That's what he ran on. He ran on
transparency?
Yeah. Transparency, blah, 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 no rights. My God, you trample on rights. And what he's done is he's taken the bad stuff that George Bush did, and he gave it a bunch of steroids. Now he's got drones flying off killing people. He's tapping the AP records. He's tapping Jim Rosen's records. The IRS is out persecuting people. And then he has, through a private court, coming out and gathering the information of every phone call I make. Excuse me, this is the United States.
Well, I got something for you. Don't worry about it. Because with Benghazi, they're not answering the phone. So don't worry about what they're listening to, because they're trying to find out what's going on with you, because when you call them, the phone is not being answered at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not. There is no excuse for it. There's no justification for it. I don't want to hear it anymore. This guy, they want to go into your refrigerator and watch what you eat. They've got cameras watching when you drive. They've got cameras watching when you walk.
Well,
what are they doing? Enough.
But, Mark, I got to agree with Alex on this one. This has been going on a long time. I mean, if you look at the cameras, they tell me in New York City, you're on camera every 6 seconds.
And you know why they've been doing it a long time? Because every time you lose a freedom, every time you lose a freedom, you can justify it, because it doesn't happen all in one time. It's baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. Well, we're going to do this because we're going to make sure somebody's raped. We've got it out there. We can go do it. Well, let me tell you something. I understand that, but when you saw what the IRS did, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what the government's capable of doing, and they will come after you politically, and they're watching you. And it's not even funny anymore. We used to joke around, they're watching you. They're watching you.
Put those over there.
Why? They're
not good.
So let me ask you,
can I chime in on you made a comment, Tracy, about New York. And, you know, this is the reason why at least people in the libertarian movement, they feel like some of them feel like they need to get their own party. It's like, you just reminded me of it with the when you said talk about New York City, because, like, at one point, you know, a favorite of some was Giuliani because of his mayoral work in New York City. But we had some of the worst abuses of civil rights by this guy in New York City. Just, you know, just stop and frisk and just, I mean, searching people, camera surveillance on the streets. I mean, things that were just egregious abuses that for the first time seen in any large city anywhere in the world was instituted by this guy. And he was a favorite of a lot of people in the Republican Party. And so it's like, it's things like this that makes people so frustrated with Republicans, because then when Obama comes and does something, you have all this stuff to say. But when it's Republicans doing it, you know, stripping our liberties and our civil freedoms, it's just, you hear nothing but crickets.
And so it's okay that this guy's doing it too?
No, it's certainly not. I mean, I speak against both of them.
It's just
ingenuous.
We're disingenuous because when as the right does it, the right doesn't say anything about it. And we should have yelled foul.
I said something
when the right said it.
I said something about it.
I did not know to what extent it was going to be happening, Alex. And I honestly did not. I never thought. I have to say that I was a little green, and I thought that, okay, we need to have Homeland Security. We need to make sure that the Patriot Act. But if you need to go after terrorists, you will, and you can, and you make it happen. But I never thought that the government would be spying on its own people the way that they are. I never thought they would start detaining people. I never thought,
especially from this guy.
I never thought that we would be having this conversation, and though we're still looking at Benghazi and the conversation still not being being advanced. And when I found out yesterday with Susan Rice, you know, she was the ambassador. She was speaking on behalf of the administration when she was speaking on the news talking heads during that 9/11 attack, who they said was a video. But now that she is National Security Advisor, she does not need senatorial validation, but she can no longer testify in front of a congressional hearing.
That's scary.
I have issues, and then I look at the timing of this, and the timing really messes with me because you have the IRS, you have Benghazi, you've got... Right now, you got Verizon. Verizon wasn't even on the radar screen yet. You've got all these things that are happening. You've got the Navy SEAL Team 6. All this stuff is happening, and all of a sudden, people are stepping down, and new people are getting appointed. And he appoints, out of all the people in the world, he appoints her. And then he puts Susan Power. Is her name Susan Power?
Yeah. She's a piece of work.
Then you put her in as the ambassador to the United Nations. All of this posturing that's going on, I don't think we're really paying attention to, and I don't think we realize that we are being, it's a shell game, and it's look over here while I'm over there. And there's too many shells going right now because you have no idea where to look. And then Congress is sitting on their hand, and I'm not, my mom told me I'm not allowed to say with their fingers somewhere.
I won't say it either, Tracy.
Yeah, my mom told me I'm not allowed to say it.
My mom said that's not nice.
They are. And so my question is, who's watching the store and what is the store doing while we're watching everything else? I mean, they're getting ready to throw baseball in the middle of this so that those of us who were paying attention, we can start paying attention to A-Rod. I don't care if A-Rod shot himself up with steroids or androids. That's his business and that, and he blows up.
Boy, that's the truth. That's the truth. Steroids and baseball, gee, there's a novel concept.
That's what I'm saying. And so it seems as though they're trying to really shift the focus everywhere else except for where we need to be looking.
But we need to be looking at what they're looking at. This guy got elected on the basis of complaining about the Patriot Act and complaining about all the unconstitutional stuff that George Bush did. Then he got into office and he realized he could use it for his own personal gain. I don't believe there's anything. And I really, you know, I tried not to. And for the first 2 or 3 years, I wrote in my stuff, give him a chance, blah, blah, blah. I have come to the conclusion that this guy's a megalomaniac, that this guy is drunk with power right now. He is mean, he is vindictive, and he's going after his revenge. Instead of looking to get stuff done, he's bringing the whack jobs closer to him that he had.
I think we are so off base with this.
No, I'm not.
Let me say this. I believe he is more of a passive president than an active president. And let me say this, and let me get this out. Jeff disagrees with me also. But I truly don't. You have to look at how he got here. You've got to look at the action that he took to get here.
Mm-hmm.
The action that he took to get here and his history does not show him being that active.
Sure. I agree with that.
So if he's not that active, the question is, who is directing the actions behind the president where he is taking, and he because of his ideological thought, says okay to it? Because he's not orchestrating all of this. There's no way. You can't tell me that you orchestrate all this, and then you all of a sudden get on CNN and say, I learned about the IRS on TV like you did.
That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying. So how can you be an active president? There's no way. Do you realize most people in my puny self, in my mind, if as a parent, as a mother, as a female, as a business person, as a manager, anytime, if I see my name on every newspaper across the globe and you know it's going to happen and you don't call me and I find out on TV, I'm going to blow a gasket.
This guy, Tracy, I'm going to agree with you to a point. I'm going to agree with you that on a lot of levels, he's inactive. But what he's active in is his ideology. Does he know what to do with General Motors? No. Does he do with the economy? No. What he understands is revenge. That's what he understands. He understands getting back at people. He's a Chicago politician, and they're all thugs by definition.
That's what I'm saying. He's not a Chicago politician.
I disagree.
Eric
Holder, if he is his Eric Holder should be gone. He should have been gone 2 years ago.
This is not about Eric Holder, and this is not about Obama. Obama is not a Chicago politician. Obama is a Chicago puppet.
From whom?
That's the question. I would say Axelrod more so than Obama.
Axelrod's actually showing up on conservative shows these days.
Because he's the mouthpiece. That's what I'm saying. President Obama is not. He does not have the savviness. He doesn't know how to get to the bathroom by himself.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think he lets on a lot more than that smile of his.
This is not about the smile. We're going to look at his record.
I am looking at his record.
As a community organizer, he didn't organize.
But you're missing the point. Tracy, that's exactly what he's done. He's running the presidency like a community organizer. The things he's doing are the very things a community organizer would do as president. Go after the bad guys. Use the IRS to go after these people. Use this to go after these people. On policy, he knows nothing. But on getting at the people he dislikes and he hates, he knows exactly how to do it.
Then does he hate black people? Because right now he ain't doing a thing for them.
Well, you know what, you know what, Tracy? It makes one wonder if he hates black people.
Because he ain't doing a thing for them.
Because we've had this conversation before. His skin may be dark, but he's not a black man in the sense that we understand it today. He is something else.
207, your mic is on.
Yeah, I was at... Drake?
Yeah, Rick. Yeah, Reggie.
No, I was just, just listening to what you and Mark were saying and stuff. And, Mark, you know, I had one or two little things in your conversation, your statements right there. Maybe make somewhat of a point, but some of it, man, I'm listening to what you and Tracy are saying. I just personally think it's a lot of BS, man, in general. I mean, this was something that I seen when this president, became president. I mean, it's everything in the world seems to fall on his shoulders. I mean, you look at all the other presidents you done had that are Caucasian and stuff, some of the worst things they did and stuff, and this is like the end of the world because this cat is not doing some things that it seems like that's on the side of the fence of your party and maybe some of the ones on the right, too, feels that he's not
Red,
doing.
Let
me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish.
All right. Let me let you finish because I got to
go. All right. Because you always – you do that a lot. I love you, honey, but you – have
but
a tendency
you,
of always doing
I'm
that.
I'm gonna keep on doing it because I've been doing it too long not to. But go ahead.
Well, try to control it a little bit.
No, Reg, I'm not. But hurry up.
You know what? I'm not gonna continue this in general because I didn't care for that what you just said the way you said it. But you go on and finish it. But I just wanted to get it in. I said this is a lot of BS, man, that y'all are saying.
It's not. There's too much going on, Reg. I'd love to say that it's not true, but you can't tell me. You can't have the IRS. You can't have people being spied upon. You can't have where you're issuing the Associated Press. You can't have people things going on in Benghazi. I know that there are a lot of things that a lot of presidents have done in this past. I agree. There's been some dirt been going on, and you heard me say this. I will, but you have to understand, there's entirely too much going on right now that is affecting the outcome of America that no one is saying anything about. And everyone is giving this guy a pass. And right now, there is a shell game going on to where you see us focusing somewhere where we shouldn't be focusing because there's too much going on here in front of us and they don't want us to know. And to call another congressional hearing on steroids makes no sense. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, I've called you before, Stacey. Tracy, you know who I am. This is that guy that was just on, that is the prime example of what I was trying to say before. No matter what this president does, there's always apologists out there for this guy. I don't get it. I mean, it's plain that this guy is trying to destroy this country. And I don't get it. I don't get it. I can't see why everybody's so blind to it. It is not a black and white thing either. He's not right.
There's something wrong here.
And I think that's the big concern. There is something wrong, and it is beyond just bad policy. This guy is Nixonian in every sense of the word.
I don't know about Nixonian.
Oh, no, it's exactly the same thing. The motivation's different, but the actions are the same. The only other president I know that's come close to this is Richard Nixon. This guy's passed him up.
When him and Hillary can actually watch people die and not really say too much about it, that's crazy. I don't get it.
You got to understand. They look at what the game is. They saw what happened, and they moved and they had this woman go on Sunday morning news shows talk about a video. They come out talk about a video. We know that we find they know that it's an attack on 9/11 and it's a terrorist attack. They want to put her as Secretary of State, but then all of a sudden we've got the IRS, the CIA, AP, and everything else going on, and then all of a sudden they automatically move her to National Security Advisor in the midst of all of this, and the last thing I see last night is that they're going after baseball.
I'm going to go back to my original point. Barack Obama is who he is. Nothing's going to change that, and if anybody bothered to pay attention, they would have known what the end result was going to be, and it was going to be what you're seeing today. The problems with the press. I don't understand what's going on with the press. One of my experience in politics is nobody ever likes to admit that they were wrong. But do these guys actually believe what he's doing is right?
Yes. Well, Mark, let me put it to you this way. And South Carolina, I'm going to pull you up. Let me put it this way. Look at who owns what, and then follow the bouncing ball.
please tell me why Comcast isn't going after NBC, telling them to get their act, their editorial policy
NBC is owned by whom?
Comcast.
No, it's owned by whom?
Comcast. George Soros.
But it's owned by whom?
George Soros.
Who is the major funder? Who has more stock in there than anyone else?
But they were doing it with was owned by General Electric.
Again, look
George
who owns
Soros.
What. And if you keep on following the bouncing ball, and then I read the other day that that George Soros is going to actually fund Chris Christie's campaign.
Well, I haven't read that. I got to see that happen.
I'd like to ask a
Rand
question.
Rand Paul's looking better
then,
by the
then
day.
I'm going to get off.
Yeah?
I want to ask one question, then I'll get off. How come when those people in Benghazi were killed, especially, you know, the main guy, there was nothing about the guy's funeral? Nothing. It was like, I don't even know if the guy got buried, when he got buried. Nothing. It's like they tried to hide it.
They
did. You guys explain to me that?
You know, I never thought about that, but he's right. After the bodies came back, you never heard
that. They make usually in a guy in that position, they make a big deal out of that.
You would have thought.
They do. They make a big deal out of that, and they usually show the funeral, everything. Not even Fox News. I'm like, I was stunned. I was stunned that they just covered that up, too.
Out there, there's people who know things. Right now, I think they're too frightened to come forward and talk and say what they know. And they got to get over that. There has to be enough of questioning in the country that folks are comfortable coming forward and telling what's going on. Some of the IRS people are talking, but they're only going up so far. They named one guy, this lawyer from Washington. Now the next question is, who was his boss? What were they watching? And the same goes with Benghazi. And the same goes with this. How many phony affidavits were signed to get this order from the court to get the phone records? What? There's a national security threat? What?
They don't have
one. For every person in the United States, they're looking for one, and they're looking for one from the right. That's what Obamacare is about.
But again, I got to go back to this. We keep putting the name Obama on this, and this is bigger than that. This man is sitting in an office, holding a seat, carrying a torch. He might be bright, but that man is not that. He has not that power.
Homeland Security didn't buy all those bullets to sit and look at them sitting in a closet someplace.
And again,
they didn't buy tanks.
But again, he has no choice in this matter.
But she knows what's going on, and I thought more of Janet Napolitano. She ought to speak up and say what's going on.
You know, life is impressive. Life is a many splendid thing, absolutely too precious. Yes, South Carolina.
These folks are getting their marching orders from somebody that is dead set on the destruction of the United States, and they are dead set on achieving that agenda. I mean, they're not going to sell out. They're not going to sell out. You've got people in key places that are going to perpetuate this thing. The news media, they're being quiet. They're being complicit. You've got people on the street, they're so daggone dumb and silly that they're going to find, you know, like Mark says, they're going to be apologists. There's no way in the world that if this guy was white, they could have done what they did. And that's the sad thing about it.
So who were they afraid of?
A black man to advance this, and he's a black man to advance the agenda.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
Absolutely, because right now you have to realize they thought Hillary would, but Hillary, let me go back and let me shape this for you real simply. When you go back to the 2008 election, Hillary was the christened one. Bill Clinton knows black people better than black people know black people because he knows how to mobilize and spin them.
Yeah.
Something happened along the way because Bill started saying dumb stuff, and Bill doesn't do dumb. He said dumb stuff enough to make enough black people to leave her and go over to him.
Yeah.
She says, and she begins to cry, talking about you just don't know what you're getting ready to put in office. Then we have this explosion with the financial crisis in America. with John McCain. Republicans, John McCain was broke. He should have stepped out of the primary. Next thing we know, John McCain, who is the most liberal Republican ever to sit in the Senate of the United States of America, we make him our nominee. And we put him up against the black man. Then all of a sudden, John McCain comes out and says, the financial system of America is sure, and the bottom falls out the next day. And we continue to, and then they put Sarah Palin on there, who doesn't know what a newspaper is. And instead of handling her and putting her on media friendly, they put her with Katie Couric, like they're going to be bosom buddies at the end of the interview.
Yeah.
So let's walk through this campaign, and they put, and then you have Kissinger, who stands on the Wall Street floor saying, this president will be able to advance a new world order. And right now, no one can touch him because they have made it to, if you say anything negative against President Barack Obama, you're a racist.
Who, I think what bothers me is I'm looking at the people that are surrounding him right now. I asked earlier, where's Joe Biden? Now, he's out, they sent him on the road. Why is he on the road? Is he going, you know, you look at Bill Clinton. What is it that Bill Clinton was promised, or what is he afraid of? It's got to be one of the two things. You look at Dianne Feinstein. You know, here is a long-term Democratic senator from California. What is she out apologizing for him for today? She knows. She's involved with national security. She knows what's going on. I don't get it. What are these people afraid of?
A question is, you know, life is real. And everybody's got a little black book on everybody. Now, I don't know if you paid attention when we watched Charlie Rangel, who was supposed to be the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, like they didn't know he had tax problems
sure.
before. And all of a sudden, when he's getting ready to become the most powerful man in the inside of the Congress, he all of a sudden now has tax problems. When Maxine Waters started going around talking about President Obama not doing anything for African Americans, they certainly shut her up too. And they blame Republicans for that. This goes
Tracy,
deeper. Yes, South Carolina?
It goes so deep. What you've got is people that have sold out 100%. They are so sold out that they're believing their own lies.
I don't think so.
You gotta have people that are willing to go out there, hell bent on exposing the truth, and whatever comes, comes. If they kill me, they can't do that for one time.
I don't think so. I don't think they're sold out. I think they're scared out. And I think I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying that there are a lot of. Let's go back to the Affordable Health Care Act. Dennis Kucinich, the most liberal, safe seat inside of Congress, doesn't like the Affordable Health Care Act. They take him on a plane ride, and he comes back with a changed mind. Come on now.
Who's they?
I can't say who they is because they won't give me their name.
There's got to be a they.
There's a they. The question is, we
like
don't know.
My buddy, Uncle Tadeus, when I'm ready when they come. Who is they?
That's the question. Who is they? But there's a they. Because you have to understand, you have a man who had no history in type of anything. He had no. Now, let's look at President Barack Obama. He had no history of management.
Nope.
He had no history of record.
Nope.
He had no voting record.
Nope.
He was a junior senator, and he became the most powerful man in the world overnight.
And the only thing he did was register people to vote.
That's what I'm saying.
That's his experience. He registered people to vote.
So let's really look at this, and he can deliver a speech. Now.
No, they gave him the Nobel Peace Prize.
The first week he won.
What was that?
Are you following me? What did he do? So we know who the facade is. But you can't tell me he has no history.
So who's calling the shots?
There's a day. I'm taking a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Is under fire again. This time, it's for collecting the phone records of millions of people. I'm Carly Malenbaum, and this is USA Now for June 6, 2013. The Britain-based Guardian newspaper reports that the National Security Agency has been following a top-secret order since April to collect phone records from millions of Verizon customers. Verizon has handed over bulks of phone data regardless of whether the customers are suspected of any wrongdoing. Under the Patriot Act, this type of surveillance is legal, but it raises a lot of questions about the extent of the government's domestic spying and is the latest controversy for an administration that promised transparency. Questions still remain about what really happened when the U.S. consulate in Libya was attacked, leaving U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three others dead. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, used the administration's talking points memo to explain that the attack was a protest over an anti-Islam video. However, the White House has since acknowledged that the assault was instead a pre-planned terror attack and no protest happened. Internal emails revealed that officials created a false narrative about the attacks. The administration faced outrage from GOP lawmakers and others over revelations about the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS apparently gave extra scrutiny to Tea Party groups and other conservative political groups seeking nonprofit status. Obama has called the actions by agency personnel outrageous and said there is no place for it. And the Associated Press protested the fact that the Justice Department secretly obtained 2 months of telephone records of reporters and editors for the news agency. AP called it a, quote, massive and unprecedented intrusion into how it gathers news. The government would not say why it sought the records. The White House today defended its program to gather those Verizon phone records, saying it is a critical tool in protecting the country from terrorist threats. But what do you think? Tweet us at USA Today with the hashtag USA Now.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our Valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
An American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Call
855-1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Well, guys, I hope we've had a good day today. It's been a great day. I want to thank Mark for hanging out with me on.
I need to go home and take a nap after I have a Jack Daniels.
Why?
Oh.
Why? So Alex, your mics are up.
Well, I'm coming down off my sugar high for one thing.
You keep on feeding me Reese's Pieces in the studio, and we need to somehow do something great, like get a treadmill in here and start doing our show from treadmill.
Well, you don't see us, but I'm over here and I get cramps in my legs sitting down. I got a humdinger about an hour ago.
Yeah, I saw
I'm
that.
Not used to sitting this long. I got ADD. I get up and walk around all
you
the time.
You can do that. That's why we make, if you notice, we have long cords.
I take pills. They don't work.
Yeah, we get mics. You can have mics all over the place.
Yeah, that's what you know why I like plays? Because there's an intermission.
Okay.
And I can see the 45 minutes, I get up and walk around, 45 minutes, see the end of the play. Go to a movie, you can't do that. They don't stop the movie for you to go walk around and get more popcorn.
True.
So I go to plays instead of movies.
That's true.
And I can reach behind at the Victorian and get the cookies.
That's bad.
There's a good seat. And it's at the last row, the cookies, and they just kind of reach over and grab them. Put your $2 on the cup. Of course, the IRS is watching.
What am I going to do with you?
Well, there's an Italian saying, "Ho paura," which means they're afraid. So now, how many Americans are afraid? How many Americans have been chilled and not speaking out? We better not say that because they might be
you know what, though?
Come after us.
You know what? The ones that are paying attention to what's happening, they're the ones that are afraid. The ones that aren't paying any attention, the ones that go to work every day, they work the 2 and 3 jobs and so on and so forth. I really do think, Tracy and Mark, that once these people realize what's happening to them, once they realize the screws is being put to them and the water is starting to boil, you will have a bunch of folks jumping out the pot.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, Tracy.
I don't think so.
You remember you had the Civil War. They didn't do anything until somebody said that you can't have this.
Listen,
we
are so desensitized to what's really going on that I don't think the pot will ever boil hot enough where they will realize that they are actually boiling until they're absolutely dead.
I think they will. I think they're going to learn it next year. I think when Obamacare kicks in and the associated costs and people are faced with the reality of what they've been just barely paying attention to on television and it hurts their pocketbook, I think that's when they're going to pay attention. My wife used to always ask, when are people going to wake up? And the answer she came up with, I think, is true, when they can't afford their cell phones anymore.
Don't worry about it because you remember – you're talking about a cell phone, and I'm talking about I have an Obama phone. You have to understand, I can no longer afford my cell phone, but my phone is paid for.
No.
A good portion
of different group of people. You've got the people with the Obama phone over here. I'm talking about middle-class folks who next year when they have to go out and buy insurance and they find themselves losing their full-time job and having to go take two part-time jobs, and they're not going to be paying as much, and the IRS is going to say, show me your proof of insurance or we're going to fine you. I think that's when people will wake up.
I don't think they will. I think they will when the IRS comes after them because they didn't pay it.
Well, there comes a point in time where this starts to happen. People just don't get it.
But by that time, everything that is wrong will already have been done.
That's a depressing thought.
But it's real.
That's why you're coming to the end of the show, Tracy. You got to cheer us up and give us some hope.
I'll be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time.
Without the Reese's pieces.
Not if we confiscate those before you leave. Okay. Got Reese's pieces? May not have Mark, but you're always welcome. The number is 347-945-5278. Mark, this is for you.
Oh, no, that's an apple. I don't want any of this. Jeez, oh, man. My colon wouldn't know what to do if that apple hit that thing. Who's that dude that called up who's complaining about that? People that eat fried stuff, man. Give me some wings. I don't need that stuff over there with apples.
You have to. We have to eat healthy.
I do eat healthy. I eat healthy wings.
No, not healthy wings.
No wings?
No wings.
I had healthy pizza last night. I have healthy wings today and healthy donuts at lunch. And healthy Reese's pieces. It's all natural, no artificial preservatives.
Who told you that?
It's sustainable.
South Carolina, where is Alabama when you need them? You guys have been really great today. I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Jack, John, Valentine.
Jack
Valentine.
Valentine.
B-A-L?
B-A-L-L.
Oh.
Valentine.
Well, you guys got to tell me this. I can't hear. His name is Jack Valentine.
But he's a really nice guy, and I know he'll forgive you.
Why didn't somebody say yesterday I called some man's name, the book, by the wrong name? I keep on messing up. It's Valentine.
It's Valentine.
What a beautiful name.
It is. It's spelled, but it's B-A-L-L. I think it's Y. It's pretty spelling. I don't know the spelling on top of my head. He's just a super nice guy, and he does a really, really good job down there. I mean, his plays are terrific.
I can't wait to go down and check them out. They're going to be doing Rainmaker starting on tomorrow. I'll be passing out tickets tomorrow, so please listen in. We'll be giving them you got to come in and pick them up, so I'll do it early in the day. I'll do it probably between 12:30 and 1 o'clock so that you can get down here to the station and get them picked up before the end of the day. Also, what else is going on? Go down and see Barbie Doll over at Doll Antiques and All. They're located on the corner of Western Reserve and South Avenue. I want to thank Mark Mangi, who is one of my favorite attorneys. If I say my favorite, I'll get in trouble. But one of my favorite attorneys here in the Mahoning Valley. I want to thank him for hanging out with me on the first and third Thursdays and stopping in when he feels like it, where everybody's always welcome. The number here is 347-945-5229. South Carolina, I always appreciate you. Haven't heard from my computer guy lately, but I want to thank him for all that he does. Oh, I'm not announcing that. I got a guy in the chat room. I'm not announcing that, Coca Love. You know I ain't announcing that. He wants me to announce something that's going on this weekend. No, I'm not announcing that because I ain't got no pride in it. It's true. I'm done. South Carolina, I appreciate you. I expect to see you tomorrow here.
Okay. Definitely.
Okay. Because we're gonna start this shift all over again and do it and try to make as much noise and get everybody's blood pressure boiling, and then with Jeff here, we probably won't even have a woo-saw moment. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5279. God bless you. Have a good afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy. You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Now, Albanger, you may not have been talking to Uncle Sam on the last phone call that you made, but there's a good bet that he may have known who you were talking to. And this isn't exactly new, but it has Capitol Hill abuzz today.
Congressman Mike Rogers, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says the seizing of phone records has stopped at least one terrorist plot aimed at the U.S. And Senator Lindsey Graham defends the actions this way.
I'm a Verizon customer. It doesn't bother me one bit for the National Security Administration to have my phone number.
But Democratic Senator Ron Wyden calls it a massive invasion of Americans' privacy. And Republican Senator Rand Paul calls it an astounding assault on the Constitution. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
We are less than a week in. Bearing down on Florida.
Local Weather Service officials are saying that there have been many thousands of lightning strikes associated with this storm. In addition to that, we've seen a number of tornadoes land, not causing any significant damage at this point, mostly tearing apart roofs, throwing debris, lots of downed trees, but so far nobody seriously hurt from this storm.
ABC's Matt Gutman writing it out. New Jersey's Attorney General has a new job for the next few months. Jeffrey Chiesa has been appointed the state's